much about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
Let's just get used to saying the dreaded words aloud.
And now, please enjoy our stupid show.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Michael Bolton?
That's me.
Wow, is that your real name?
Yeah.
So are you related to that singer guy?
No, it's just a coincidence.
Oh.
You know, there's nothing wrong with that name.
There was nothing wrong with it until I was about 12 years old and that no-talent ass clown became famous and started winning Grammys.
Well, why don't you just go by Mike instead of Michael?
No way. Why should I change? He's the one who sucks.
And now.
Three words to describe it would be ridiculous, lunacy, and ridiculous.
Our feature presentation.
I mean, is that three words?
It
is,
yeah.
Technically. Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Wednesday morning, July 6th.
They fixed Allie's mic?
Fixed Allie's mic.
Oh, come on. It was working the way it was supposed to work, which was it got a little bit lower every single day.
You shut your face, Bean.
We were trying to phase you out in a way that wouldn't be hurtful to your feelings. Where you just heard a little bit less every day.
No.
Now we got to start over.
She's just staring at me. I wasn't part of this.
It was Chip.
It was Chip. How dare you?
Does sound like something Chip would do.
Right?
Now we just got to start bringing spiders into the studio at a great volume every day, if that's what it takes.
Oh, because I'm a girl and I'm afraid of spiders. Sexist. That's triggering.
Is it also true?
No.
Oh, wow.
Really? How about that?
I know. I can kill my own spider.
Wow.
Well, I know.
Don't kill the spider.
No, I kill it. I take so much glee in it because I'm like, Bean would hate this. Boom. And then I'm like, you tell your family what I did. But he can't because
he's dead. Right.
Yeah,
right.
Which is mean.
All right. This got weird. Hey, welcome into another all-new Kevin and Bean Show, this time for a Wednesday morning. You told me I shouldn't click on this yesterday, Kevin, but I did anyway.
Okay.
Mom makes bizarre pubic hair dress.
Oh, no.
Yeah, this is necessary. We need this story.
After dozens send her bushy donations from their private parts.
Yep.
The headline in the Mirror UK. Her name is Sarah Louise Bryan. She is a mother of two. She is 28 years old. And I guess I missed the first go-round of fame earlier this year when she created a dress entirely out of nearly 3,000 Skittles.
Oh.
So she made herself a Skittles dress. And I guess she liked the way that felt because she thought, oh, I'm going to make something else. What should I do?
And she liked the way the fame felt, whatever little fame she had.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Skittles dress is not comfortable.
Right.
But
exactly.
If you're hungry in a pinch, you can eat your dress.
That's a good point.
So she decided that she was going to make a dress out of a pubic hair. So she went on the social media and she appealed for people to make a donation. And they did.
Now,
I don't know how many people responded because, as is often the case, and this is one of my this has been my top five pet peeves about journalism, is the people who write the headlines are not the same people who write the articles. Did you know that? Almost every news service has a different person to write headlines.
Yes.
They read the article, they write a headline. And oftentimes they are at odds with each other. They're at conflict. I can't tell you how many times the article writer correctly says daylight saving time, and then the goddamn headline writer puts daylight savings time.
It's in my top five as well.
It's infuriating.
Oof. All right. So the headline writer for the Mirror says dozens send her bushy donations from their private parts, but then in the article it says thousands of people donated.
That's a discrepancy.
I think the headline writer doesn't care about this story and didn't read it.
No, all they want is for you to click on it.
Which
and happened. You did, right. So their job is done.
So thousands of people sent her pubic hair.
Yes, that is correct. Also wishing her luck with the new project. So she it took her 6 months working on the dress. She kept it in her 13-year-old son's bedroom. It doesn't explain why.
Yeah. Wow.
Would he have been pleased with that?
No.
I don't think so either.
You got a problem, lady.
Here's my favorite sentence in the whole piece, Kevin, and this is perhaps why you didn't want it to be clicked on. Wearing gloves for protection.
Oh.
Sarah was forced to wear a face and eye mask after she started gagging while working on the dress.
You know, so to me, if I'm gagging while doing something, I think Hey, let's stop doing that.
Go on.
Why? And I don't want to get too deep into this, but what's gaggy about hair?
Well, people are sending in hair.
It's not yours.
Right. Is it a gag thing, though?
I'm gagging hearing this story. Yes.
I set to work with my eye mask, breathing mask, and the thickest gloves I could find because I didn't want to end up with pubic hair in my mouth. Okay, well, that makes a lot of sense. She has no plans to slow down in her creation. She wants to go on design even more disgusting outfits, she says.
Sweet.
What is that? What's the draw there?
Next, the poop dress?
I can't wait. I love creating wearable art from things no one would think of. I pride myself in being the first in the world to create something so unique. I got a lot of abuse on Twitter following this project, but that just drives me so much more. So that's Sarah Louise Bryan and her pubic hair dress. By the way, as I mentioned, she's only 28 years old. Seems like a very attractive young woman. Mm-hmm. I don't know why this is her thing. I can post the photo of her in the dress if
please.
You want to see it.
Yes,
Do you know, did she just paste it on there? Did she weave it? Like, how did, what?
More questions unanswered in the article.
Okay.
I would, I'd be curious as well. I mean, my guess would be she'd have some sort of backing unit that then she would probably glue the hair to.
Right.
That would be the way to do
yes.
it. That way it has some sort of structure.
Mm-hmm.
But
when she puts it on, the pubic hair isn't against her skin.
No, it's on the outside.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay.
On the outside, yeah. I mean, it's not a, terrible looking dress.
Bean.
No,
I
mean, it looks like a fur is basically what it looks
right.
like. Like, you'd have to look really, I mean, I guess if you were in the same room with her, you could tell it was hair. But just looking at it on a photograph, it just looks like a fur dress.
Right, but we're not talking about what it looks like. We're talking about what it is.
Yeah.
And that's
how
disgusting.
How unsanitary is that?
I would say very.
What is her she's got mental issues.
I would say yes.
Yes.
You mean addiction to fame? You mean that mental issue?
No, I think she might need to be medicated.
Well, she definitely has lice. There's no question about that. If thousands of people sent hair in from their body, she's got something, right?
And you're questioning gagging? Really? Bean.
Well, Bean loves pubic hair. I mean, that's a known fact.
See, I didn't know that.
That is a known fact.
Okay.
He has a ball fro. A lot of people don't know that.
Uh-huh. Oh.
Bean's known for that in Seattle.
Didn't know.
In Seattle.
He's like a local celebrity.
Is he?
It'll show up like at a mall and people go through.
I'd like to know how that works.
Pet it.
Well, good times.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin DeBeach Show, shall we?
And now, a breaking news bulletin. That's not necessary.
Our favorite, he's a radio show host, right? Alex Jones, or is he on the internet?
Both.
Okay. He says Donald Trump is boning a goblin. That's his latest story.
He's the best.
Right.
And he is so ramped up right now because of this election. I mean,
I'm a pioneer. I'm an explorer. I'm a human. And I'm coming.
That's Alex Jones, man. He is on fire.
Wow. There's no possible way he believes that Donald Trump is having sex with a goblin, though. Right?
I can't imagine.
I mean, I don't know how much of what he says he believes, but come
on. I think we'll discover if we bother to listen further that goblin represents something to Alex.
But demon?
Yeah, I don't know. We'll have to go to the tape and find out.
Okay.
All right.
Our own Omar was detained at the airport again. He's on the no-fly list for life because Omar Khan was the name of one of the 20 hijackers on September 11th. So there's literally nothing he can do. And he was just stopped for an hour when he had his family with him and he was going to Mexico.
And I have many questions about this because he shared the name of a hijacker who we know is dead.
Right.
It's pretty obvious that Omar is not that guy.
So you think, right?
Right. That's how they get you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's why you're not running the government,
right?
TSA.
You're just hanging out the mall waiting for people to pet you.
Why does it make me so happy when fans run on the field?
Because you're an 8-year-old boy.
I love it. It makes me so happy. Being super annoyed by it. So's Ralph. So's
Ralph. It's terrible. Because it's a terrible thing that should never happen. Those people should be electrocuted.
It makes me mad when... I'm sorry, what?
And I said... They should be escorted out of the stadium.
He said electrocuted.
Electrocuted is what he said, yes. Speaking of electrocutions, Beer Mug was at CatCon LA while we were on vacation. And wow.
Yeah.
I don't know who I hate more. I'm not positive. all of the people he talked to or him.
Oh.
He really brought the puns, and okay. You know I'm not a pun guy.
You hate him.
Yeah. So we've got some highlights of that, and we're going to talk to Fred Armisen today on the program about his show.
Oh, I love Fred so much.
Documentary Now. We're going to talk to him about that this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. We'll take a break. We will come back with the Showbiz Beat next. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:54.
Don't forget, 2016 K-Rock Summer Sticker, now at all Southern California Hot Topic locations. You just go to KROQ.com, you put the password in on the back of the sticker, and you might have 21 pilots coming to your house to sing and play for you in your living room or in your backyard with you and your friends. Oh, and a new car, too, a 2016 Honda Civic. All the details at KROQ.com. Good morning, Ralph Garman.
Depending on the size of your house, though, it may just have to cut down to 16 or 17 pilots.
It's possible.
May not be able to fit all 21 inside.
A lot of people. A lot of people to get in a yard or a
just
room cut, sometimes.
Just pare it down to the bare necessity. Maybe get 15 pilots in there, even if you have, like, a studio apartment or something. So
they'll make it work.
I think it's just two guys.
All pilots not included. Just saying. They have to be flexible. If 17 pilots show up,
right.
Just be happy with that. Don't call us and complain. Oh, you said it's going to be 21 pilots. Well, you know, life's a gamble. Life's a threat.
Oh. Is it?
Lenny Dykstra. Mm. You remember Nails, don't you?
Yeah,
remember
of course.
Nails Dykstra?
The great Philadelphia Philly.
Why Nails?
Philly. He was a Met.
He was on the Mets for a long time.
Right?
Yeah.
That was his nickname, Kevin.
I know, but why?
Because he was tough as nails, Kevin.
Okay, all right,
that's
take it easy.
Why.
Come on.
Just ask it.
Tough as mother-loving nails. He has just written a tell-all autobiography, and he's making people unhappy because he's naming names.
Excellent.
One of those people, Robert De Niro. He's unhappy. Robert De Niro's unhappy with nails. Because in the book, Lenny claims that he ran into Robert De Niro in a restaurant on St. Bart's, where the elite meet to eat. They like to party down there at St. Bart's. And then Nail says he wound up in the bathroom of his suite at the hotel there with De Niro, snorting cocaine. God bless you.
Bless
he's snorting
you.
It now.
Very dizzy.
Saying it was, in his words, Powder Effing City. That should be a good book. I can't wait to read it. If that's written in his book, it was Powder Effing City. I'm Nails. Lenny claims De Niro was a pro when it came to blow.
Oh, my God.
He took half my cocaine, says Lenny. Then Robert splurged on a $1,000 bottle of wine, and the fun and games continued for three nights in a row. As you might expect, De Niro's representatives are calling this story BS. So, believe who you like. But I don't think De Niro's the guy you want to get upset at.
I don't think so either.
What are you doing? I will kill you. Take his blow. We'll kill him and take his blow.
That's right.
Let me ask you guys.
A little bit.
Let me ask you guys this question, since we have no way of knowing what actually happened. It's a he said situation. If you had to guess,
right.
who do you believe?
This was when?
Does not give us a date or time frame in this particular article.
Allie. 80s, 90s.
Right?
I'm going
everybody,
with, yeah.
Everybody was doing it all the
Everyone.
Time.
Everyone.
It's not
Come
even
on.
A story. This is even news.
Thank you.
You know what would be news? Robert De Niro and I went and made some parts, and we didn't do cocaine.
Right.
That's news,
right.
Lenny. You're boring me, Nails. Move on, Nails.
This took a turn.
Nails is dull.
Stupid.
I'm going to be over here.
Steve Martin's Broadway musical Bright Star was a failure. Did not do well. So naturally, Steve has gone back to the drawing board with a brand new work for the stage. Because why fail once when you can fail twice? The play is called Meteor Shower. And it will have its world premiere later this month. Previews will begin July 30th at the Old Globe Theater in San Diego. So we're going to try it out before they take it to Broadway. Greg German, formerly of the Ally McBeal Show, will be the star, along with Jenna Fischer from The Office. So people are saying this might fare better because Steve's a very funny guy, and this will be a comedy, but no music involved, no banjos, to the best of our knowledge. So
get this weak stuff out of here.
Get that weak stuff out of there is what we're saying. Speaking of Broadway, over the holiday weekend, I went to see Beautiful, the Carole King musical down at Pantages.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. How was that?
Amazing.
Boy, is that an amazing show.
Yeah.
So much.
I've heard great things.
So much good times to be had there at Beautiful.
Imagine how much Kevin would hate that.
Yeah, it sounds terrible.
It's a fascinating story and very entertaining, and not for you, though.
Right.
That's for sure. That much we know.
So we can all agree on
you
that.
You and Nails will be doing blow in the parking lot while the rest of us are inside enjoying ourselves.
And then going to see Central Intelligence again.
I saw it twice. It's, I had to take my wife because I knew she likes bad. Speaking of Central Intelligence, Kevin Hart celebrates his birthday today as we look at the celebrity birthdays. He's 37 years old today. Actress Ava Green probably first came to most of our attentions, I guess, as Vesper Lynn in Casino Royale, the James Bond movie.
Sure.
She's the Bond girl in that.
She's a good deal.
Lovely. 50 Cent, 41. Jeffrey Rush, very talented actor, 65. Remember Shine? Oof, what a performance. Anyone? Is this me?
Yes.
Yeah, it was real good.
Okay.
I think he might have won an Oscar for that.
He did. And he went to the Oscars in a pubic hair tuxedo.
Did he?
That's absolutely true.
Wow.
And now, you know the rest of the story. Sylvester Stallone is 70 years old today. George W. Bush, depending on what part of the country you're from, 70 years old as well. Holy birthdays, Batman! Burt Ward, the Boy Wonder himself, is 71 years old today. Are you the Boy Wonder at 71?
It's a good question.
The Dalai Lama is 81 years old today. So if you see him,
come on, Ralph.
If you see him, say hello, Dolly, and wish him a happy birthday. And Tay Zonday, you remember Tay Zonday, don't you?
Chocolate rain. Some stay dry and others feel the pain. Chocolate rain.
What's he done for us lately, Ralph?
You know what? Why don't you come up with one mother effing chocolate rain in your life, and then you can cast aspersions. He's a legend.
Fair enough.
He can rest on his laurels forever. He gave us chocolate rain. Tay just followed me on Twitter, by the way, which I don't understand.
Is that right?
I'm being set up. Really? You too?
He followed me too, and I just checked. He unfollowed me. So I think it's one of those
you follow a bunch of people, then they don't follow. It's you.
You sure he's still following
you? He's the new Tay Diggs. Maybe everybody named Tay just follows a lot of people on Twitter.
Oh.
Tay Diggs, Tay Dazonde.
It's a pretty good guess.
Tay.
Go on.
I'm out of Tays.
Yeah. Are you sure? Yeah.
Tay Tertot. Remember Mr. Tertot?
I do
not. Who was following everyone? I remember when Mr. Tertot first followed me. I said, I just found out that Tay Tertot followed me.
Get his weak stuff out of here.
It's going to be a long day. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
If you're one of these people like Kevin who doesn't watch the news because you're a kid or you find politics boring, then I am here with some good news, and that is that you're not doing it right because you're not spending your time getting your information from Alex Jones. That's how you make politics exciting.
He's the crazy crazy radio guy?
Yes. He's Infowars.com, fighting for freedom and liberty on the front lines of truth journalism. That's his whole thing. And he the best, first of all. I saw this tweet from him over the weekend. Social unrest will occur when food shortages begin, providing excuses for marital law. Hashtag prep now. So, for instance, that's the kind of information you get from him. You don't get that from the lamestream media, you guys.
Did you mean martial law?
What did I say?
Marital. Not positive with it.
It's very Freudian right there, what we just heard.
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Yes,
all right. Did. Okay.
He is also, this guy is very passionate about his product.
I'm a pioneer. I'm an explorer. I'm a human, and I'm coming.
Oh.
Wow.
I'm animated. I'm alive. My heart's big. It's got hot blood going through it fast.
See, if I were to hear
I like to fight, too.
I would think this.
I like to eat.
Okay.
I like to have children.
Right. Okay, take it easy.
I'm here.
Okay.
I got a life force.
All right.
This is a human. This is what we look like. This is what we act like. This is what everybody was like before us. This is what I am. I'm a throwback. I'm here.
Okay.
I've got the fire of human liberty. I'm setting fires everywhere. And humans are turning on everywhere.
Yes, Allie.
I would think he was a WWE wrestler.
Yes.
Like, right in the ring. That was his shtick.
Yep.
He's insane.
Totally. He's crazy.
Well, as much as I don't think he's crazy, I think he makes a lot of
sense,
Kevin. And,
that's what I meant.
But I will say that even I am confused. Look, he's supporting Mr. Trump for president. Millions of Americans are. But I am confused about one aspect of – he does have one complaint about Donald Trump, and I need some clarification on this.
So I never expected Trump charging into a goblin's nest to not get some goblin vomit and slopping blood on him. I just don't want to catch him in bed with a goblin. Mm. But if he's in there rolling around hacking him up and he's got a goblin guide – you know, taking him into the cave, I'm not expecting him to not get dirty, especially up to his ankles.
Okay, I don't.
What is he?
Goblin with the ankles and the wrestling.
What?
Alex Jones, Infowars.com. Back with us on the show. Kevin and Bean. Yes, hello there.
Hello.
Hi, it's Alex Jones.
Yes.
Yeah, Kevin and Bean.
I'm here.
Welcome.
I'm here. Yes. I'm alive.
Right.
Okay. This is what humans look like now and before.
Right, but aren't we alive as well?
I have breath, and the breath is breathing.
Right.
The truth about liberty.
Okay.
I'm here. I'm alive. I have flesh. I have bone.
Right.
Sometimes I have a bone and flesh at
right.
the same time.
Okay, we don't need any more details in that direction. So listen, Mr. Jones, please clarify for us, who are these goblins that Donald Trump is in a pit
with? Don't play stupid. Don't say you don't know who the goblins are. We all know who the goblins are. Those are those who would take away our liberties and bring us down. Because let me tell you, my friend, when finally the air raid siren is only underwater, then only the narwhals will find safety.
Oh. Are the goblins establishment? Is that who we're talking about?
They're establishment. They're all those who would take our liberties away from us. And in order for Donald Trump to succeed, he's going to have to get down and dirty with the goblins. We all know that. Who knows who he's gobbling? He could be gobbling anybody.
Oh, oh dear.
I'm concerned now.
Now, wait. So you're a supporter of Donald Trump's,
yes,
and yet...
But I'm concerned because of the goblins.
I see.
So he has to fight the goblins? This is a necessary step along
How
the journey
to
the White
House?
How is
he going to leave the country if he doesn't fight the goblins? The goblins are the primary threat against everything we hold dear and near to us as Americans. If you want to have liberty, you're going to have to fight off the goblins. Because let's face it, if you have a matte finish on your formica, then there's no way you're going to get that stain out.
So is he a powerful enough candidate to overcome the goblins and win the election?
Look at him. He's a huge personality. He's giant.
Right.
He has the strength and the power to take on the goblins. Now, the goblins fight dirty. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
But after all the groundwater is milk, then everything is cereal, right?
I'm not sure.
Sorry, you
lost
there.
Me. Yeah.
What you were talking about.
You have to go to the goblin's nest. You have to take them by the turnips and just say, no more. Only parsnips.
Okay, I don't see where the turnips or the parsnips. I'm not smart enough to follow this.
Explain the ankle deep part.
Because once you tear open a goblin,
uh-huh,
you're getting blood, you're getting vomit,
ooh,
you're getting slop all over you.
Okay.
And when you're wading through the war zone, naturally you're going to be up to your knees in goblin guts. That's just obvious. But the one thing I know for certain is once the binder's open, three rings won't be enough. Get me a hole punch.
And a new campaign slogan is born. The great Fred Armisen on the program today. Also, what's up with fans who keep running onto the field? Kevin, if you needed any other further proof, did you see how sad it made Vin Scully the other night?
No.
You see how disappointed Vin was in those
please,
fans?
Please.
That should be, look, if
please.
It's, if it's not good for Vin, it's not good for America.
Agreed.
Listen, in baseball, there's nothing but downtime. That's exciting.
All right.
That's
you might be
needed.
Right. You
yeah.
might be right about that.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Talk about that later coming up on this morning's Kevin and Bean Show.
All right, let's talk about this parent story. Allie, you have it, about the Wales game today. It's odd.
It's very odd. I don't know much about soccer, but apparently this tournament's pretty big. What is it?
Euro 2016, yes.
Euro 2016.
Right.
And Wales is playing
mm-hmm.
today.
Right.
However, this player named Chris Gunter, his parents had to make a decision
mm-hmm.
between going to that game or going to their other son's wedding. They chose the game.
Right, which is the right decision.
No, it is not.
Because okay, so wait, hold on. So parents have two sons.
Yes.
One is in the semifinal game for the tournament playing for Wales.
Sure.
His brother, their other son, is getting married on the same
yes.
day.
Yes.
Okay. Easy decision.
Right. You go to the
go
wedding.
Go to the game.
Go to the game. You go to the game.
You're insane. you are insane.
Look, people get married all the time. How often do you get to play in the semifinals of the Euro 2016?
Bean, honestly, though.
Here's the thing about Wales, just so you know. Just
okay.
some backstory.
Okay.
They had an inspirational coach that was a player for many, many years. Everybody loved. They were like 115th in the world.
Mm-hmm.
He brought them up to like 48th in the world. Nobody expected him to do anything at this
okay.
tournament. Anything.
So,
to beat anyone.
So when
so
this young
is
man.
So super inspirational.
Oh, inspirational,
right.
sure.
Okay.
Whatever. So when this young man, Mark, planned his wedding well in advance,
right.
he kind of assumed the team wouldn't do it.
As he should
right.
have.
As he should have.
He thought that they would be done with their tournament by now if they even made the tournament. Right,
so
exactly.
not only is... are the parents not going to the game?
Uh-huh.
But this young man, Chris, is the best man. He's going to Skype in his best man
well,
speech Are you kidding me?
What do you want him to do? Say to the team, hey, I know we're playing Portugal, but I can't be there because I have to be at my brother's stupid wedding?
I want him to play. Absolutely.
Okay.
And at the very least, mom, go to the wedding. Mom, go to the game.
Maybe
whatever.
They split
you
up
guys
and
decide. But my God, what a slap in the face
it's
to this kid.
It's a big game, Allie.
I don't care. That is horrible.
I don't think it's a slap in the face. I think this is all easily averted by the brother going, look, I know we planned this wedding a long time ago. And we didn't realize the family would have this other once-in-a-lifetime thing going on.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll reschedule. So we'll move it.
Oh, are you kidding me?
So we'll move it.
So you move the wedding that's in Mexico. What about all the guests that are flying in? What about the caterers? What about the deposit? What about all of that money, Bean?
I think if you had endless money, that might be a possibility.
Let me tell you, if I'm the one marrying this Mark guy,
right,
and you say, hey, we're going to reschedule because my brother's in a soccer game,
yeah,
F you okay. So hard.
Is part of what's happening here just that you don't care about soccer? If this were the Olympics, would it be a different situation?
No, whatever sport. If it was the Super Bowl or the World Series or any, whatever, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Okay. Look,
it matters less that it's soccer.
Maybe they don't like his brother. Maybe they don't like the
Kevin,
guy getting married.
Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
You've got daughters.
Yes.
One of them gets married. One of them's playing in a soccer tournament.
Is it the Euro 2016 against Portugal?
I hate you right now.
But that's the point.
It's not just a game.
Yes. This is a big... And by the way,
and
I would also like...
it's not just someone's wedding. It's your kid's wedding.
But look...
It's your kid. Let's clarify. Mm-hmm. It's your kid's first wedding.
Right. Thank you, Kevin.
You could go to the second or third.
Look, you can't reschedule.
Or rotten.
You can't reschedule the soccer tournament.
Right, they're not going to do that.
In stone.
Not asking anyone to reschedule the tournament.
Okay, it's a once in a lifetime opportunity.
I'm asking the
parents once in a lifetime opportunity
to go to their son's wedding.
Now, I'm more with Allie in that they should probably split up and pick a son, and one of them go one place, and one go the other. But if let's say the mom goes to the wedding, she should be watching it on TV, though, right? You're with me.
I don't think you'd have a problem with that, would you, Allie?
No.
None of us are with Bean, though.
That they should reschedule the wedding. That's absolutely
insane.
I think you have no idea what it takes to plan a wedding.
No, Mr. Moneybags up there has no clue.
Look, I don't know the details of how outrageous this dude's wedding is. It is possible that it would be too much.
It's a destination wedding in Mexico.
Well, then he's a horrible person for making his friends and family go through that, which is a different subject. But let me throw this out there that Allie didn't mention from the story. Is this soccer player for Wales that we're talking about, Chris Gunter, again, is his name. His brother Mark is a massive Wales soccer fan and has essentially followed the team around in this tournament for the last month, skipping work to watch his brother play.
Mm-hmm.
Having said, seeing how close the brothers are, how into the soccer the wedding brother is, it seems like the wedding brother would want to reschedule the wedding and be at this soccer game against Portugal.
It's only his decision. You're right. It's only his decision.
Well, his is the only decision that matters.
Oh, you're the worst and I hate you.
It's his call.
I'm just going to say that's not a great start to a marriage.
Right. Happy wife, happy life.
Yeah. Maybe that's not the idea. And I don't even think it has to be that expensive. I think planning weddings is so crazy.
And time consuming. And emotional. And,
yeah, everything. That there's no way you consider moving the wedding.
Mm-mm. But you do. Look, there are several circumstances that you would move the wedding. Let's say the bride or the groom got in a horrific car accident
and
was in
the
hospital.
That's the bride or groom.
You would say, okay, we can move the wedding.
Right.
It is possible to move the wedding. So why not just do that, bite the bullet, make everybody happy?
Because it's not the bride or the groom. It's the groom's brother. That's playing in a game.
In a once-in-a-lifetime game.
Right. 11:30 today on ESPN.
I'm saying make it work.
Maybe they'll put the parents on the screen and put attended the game and not their son's wedding.
Let's talk to listener Ralph real quick. He's in Tarzana. We didn't know we'd have time to take some calls, but he's dialing in on line two, please. See what he's got to say.
Hey, Ralph.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, thank you.
Settle this one for us.
I think this brother wants to go to the soccer game, too, now. He wants to skip out on his wedding.
Oh, where are you getting that?
This is a once-in-a-lifetime event. I mean,
are you just making that up?
No. Wales, I mean, you said it yourself. Yeah, this soccer tournament is
the biggest thing in the world for Wales ever.
No, we get that it's a once-in-a-lifetime event. Are you just making up that his brother wants to go to the game?
No, absolutely. absolutely not. I think this brother wants. I would want to go if I was getting married. I'd be like,
so you are making it up. Okay.
All right. All right. Maybe Ralph didn't help me.
No. I mean, we thought Ralph was going to say his brother made the decision.
Right. I read this interview. I saw
this. The wedding and go to the game. Mm-hmm. That's not the case at all.
That's not what Ralph
said. So maybe
saying.
The parents don't like the guy, the son.
Okay.
Or maybe they don't like the daughter-in-law.
Possible.
I think this is the bad start to a wedding, though. I really do.
It's a bad start to a wedding either way?
I do. Because, look, you don't think the brother is going to be super bummed out. You don't think he's going to be really...
he's going to be miserable.
Yes, he's going to be miserable because he's not in France watching his brother play soccer. He's married some stupid chick. Right? Who's with me?
I don't know. Whatever side Bean is on, I want the other one.
Yeah, it's
I'd
probably
like to take
best.
The other one. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin and Bean Show at 6 minutes till 7.
Now hiring both locations.
Yeah, that's
both
good, Jeff.
Both those places are hiring.
Hey, are we, we should have, I talked about this before the song ended, but are we doing the thing now or doing the thing at the end of the thing?
Let's do it live. Let's have this conversation now. This is good.
I think we should maybe do it.
You have to
do
the thing.
Let's do the thing at the end.
Okay, we'll do the thing. Yeah. Ralph is here. Time for the showbiz beat on a Tuesday morning. Excuse me, a Wednesday morning. What's going on?
What the serious?
Well, in my defense... 4 day week, I got a little confused there briefly.
But there's still things called calendars.
I know,
and
it's Wednesday.
Paperwork.
It was my mistake. I apologize.
Animal Kingdom was on last night. That's how you know today's Wednesday.
Animal Kingdom.
Oh, I love it so much.
That's such a good show.
Animal.
Uh-huh.
We hear you.
King.
Uh-huh.
Dom.
Yeah.
Nuts.
That's a great show.
Last
so
night. Just, it keeps ratcheting up the tension to a point where it's practically unbearable.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to talk to Sean Hattissey again, I think. I think he scares me.
He creeps you out that much.
Just really
Hope is becoming the most normal member
right?
of the family.
That's what I'm saying.
I didn't see last night. I've watched everything up
He's got a heart of gold, Kevin.
He's got a heart of gold.
He's crazy and will kill you in your sleep.
Right.
But he's got a heart of gold.
Heart of gold as well.
Yeah.
Okay. He's slipping him the meds, so I think he's going to be okay.
Right.
Until he goes off the meds. And then... You got a problem if you got a fishing boat. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right, good tip.
That's all you're not going
to
need.
Animal Kingdom is on TNT on Tuesday nights. It's great. Back to you.
Thanks, Kev.
Thanks, Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for encapsulating our 3-minute conversation.
Just letting people know.
For people who tuned in
catch
late.
That? Yeah, right. For people who tuned in a minute and a half into that.
Hey, Saturday night at the Improv on Melrose, Kevin Smith and I will take the stage and proceed to be, probably as drunk and as stoned as you've ever seen anyone try to perform. It's a challenge, but we think we're up to it. It's Hollywood Babylon at the Improv on Melrose. We'd love to have you come out and join us. We're going to have a good time, 10 p.m. Saturday night this week, and you can go to improv.com to get your tickets and to hear all the latest and greatest in the entertainment news like...
Let me put this in terms you can understand. I am not down with that.
New song available exclusively on iTunes, which is a super star-laden effort as a tribute to the 49 people killed last month in the Pulse nightclub massacre in Orlando, Florida. Ton of stars getting together, lending their voices to a new single, which will benefit... the victims of that tragedy. It's out from Interscope Records, and it's really impressive. You got, there's some prominent LGBT figures like RuPaul, Adam Lambert, Alex Newell, Mary Lambert, as you can imagine, the trans chorus of Los Angeles, but also huge stars, Jennifer Lopez, Britney Spears, Gwen Stefani, Pink, Mary J. Blige, Casey Musgraves, Jason Derulo, Meghan Trainor, Selena Gomez, Halsey, Nate Roos.
Wow.
Ty Durden, Dan Reynolds of Imagine Dragons, Jussie Smollett. Just an amazing gathering of stars who recorded their parts from studios all around the world, and it was put together in the studio by Blood Pop, the producer, and several other producers who put this thing together. It's a powerful, impressive lineup of celebrities, and it's on, as I mentioned, on iTunes now. You can see the video over on YouTube, but if you want to hear a little taste of it, the single is called, once again, Hands, and here is Gwen Stefani.
With all this nerve, how did we get this numb? They can hurt, they can heal, they can give back or they can steal, they can break the world, or they can change it too. Oh.
Good tune. So if you want to pick that up at iTunes, it benefits the
53 injured Pulse victims and the families with medical care and counseling, education. There's a lot of good people and good causes behind the song. So,
that's tight.
Pick that up. From the good people to Taylor Swift, we take a drastic turn. Let me ask you something. If she was to have a 4th of July party,
mm-hmm.
and then she would announce that it's a tribute to Tamerica.
Wow.
Shouldn't she be put down on the spot?
Wow.
If that's the theme of the party, Tamerica? Would that not be cause enough to send in a drone strike?
SEAL Team 6?
Were you the President of the United States?
Wow.
Tamerica. And let's say...
The only guy that likes her, Bean?
Let's say you were calling it a tribute to Tamerica, and then you had a giant water slide in your backyard at your palatial estate in Rhode Island, and on the side of that giant water slide was written the word Tamerica. At that point, isn't that enough?
Oh, f*** you.
Bean?
Bean, the only guy that likes us?
Look, I love T-Swizzle. You know that very much. And I understand...
Do you love Tamerica?
And I understand that we live, particularly for 20-something girls, we live in a hashtag society where everything has to have a hashtag. But I'm not sure Tamerica...
You don't think the 4th of July should be a celebration of Tamerica?
I don't think, really.
You don't think, really?
I think maybe that's overstepping.
We shouldn't pay tribute and salute Tamerica?
Yeah.
You think that's too much?
I feel like America maybe is the focal point there, not so much Taylor.
I don't think there is any other focus other than on her.
It's all she lives in Tamerica. Yeah. Trust me. The United States.
We all live in Tamerica, but I'm saying we shouldn't really just call it that, though, I think. Yeah, I vote no.
Get his weak stuff out of here.
Right?
I agree with Moz.
But do yourself a favor. Go online and find the picture of Taylor Swift sitting in Tom Hiddleston's lap. And they're just disgusting. And they're wearing matching shoes, by the way. That's all you need to know. And then at the seat next to them is Blake Lively, who apparently is good friends now with Taylor Swift, who just had to drag, kicking and screaming, her husband Ryan Reynolds to this event.
Can you imagine?
Because Blake Lively is sitting on his lap, and he is staring off into space, wishing for sweet death at that moment. It's one of the greatest photographs I've ever seen. Do yourself a favor. Hunt it down on the internet.
Is it not fun living in Tamerica?
It is not.
Oh.
That's unbelievable.
Tamerica, I feel like that was a misstep. Like one of those miniseries where they say, what if the Nazis won World War II, and instead of America, we lived in Tamerica?
Wow.
And it's written on the side of the water slide. You can see in the photographs.
Yeah.
It's got to be fake. It's got to be for a video. I cannot believe this is real life.
Really?
I can't.
She's
I can't believe that person.
Yes. She's always been
that
person.
Holding out on the mockumentary?
I'm holding out on it being like her own lemonade, talking about the media and how we're so involved with people's personal lives. I'm holding out on that because...
That's possible.
This is too much.
It's possible that what you're saying is right, but... Wouldn't you believe it, even if you didn't think that was the reason?
I would if Tom Hiddleston was not involved, and if Blake Lively and Ryan weren't involved. This came out of nowhere. No, he wouldn't do this. No. No. No.
You're holding fast.
All right.
Good night.
So you think it's lemonade?
Yeah.
But Tamerica.
But Tamenade.
I think it's milk lemonade, and I think around the corner is where this party is.
Okay.
that's where the Tamerica party is, over there by where the fudge is made.
Uh-huh. Right.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Eva Green is 36 years old today, Kevin Hart turns 37, 50 Cent, 41, Jeffrey Rush turns 65, Sylvester Stallone, the man himself, 70 years old, as is George W. Bush. Compare those two 70s, by the way.
Yeah.
George W. and Sly.
One of them has been to the gym.
One has. Burt Ward, the boy wonder from the Batman TV series. He's 71. The Dalai Lama himself celebrates 81 years today. And Tay Zonday, who, of course, we all know from Chocolate Rain.
Chocolate Rain. Some stay dry and others feel the pain. Chocolate Rain. A baby born will die before this in Chocolate Rain.
I feel like there would have been chocolate rain on Tamerica's party.
Tamerica. Wouldn't it have been nice? Just a downpour of chocolate rain all over Tamerica.
If it's the way you were describing it, that's happening.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. We have time for your calls. 1-800-520-1067 is the phone number if you'd like to call. We just told you about Animal Kingdom. Ray Donovan is back. A lot of good TV. If there's TV that we're missing, we're not talking about. Why is Bean moving to Mardi Gras headquarters? If you have questions.
And if you've got a, if you want to expand on Allie's theory that we are living in a giant art experiment with what's going on with Taylor Swift for the last few weeks with Tom Hiddleston, I'd be curious to hear your thoughts on that, because that is, Allie's not the lone voice on this, by the way. That's starting to gain a little bit of steam on the internet.
Okay.
Is that this is a big art project now.
So 1-800-520-1067. We will take your calls next.
We like to carve out a little time for you. If you've got questions, you've got comments, you've got problems, you've got strategies on how we can win the Mega Millions that apparently nobody wants to win this year. Whatever it is that's on your mind, we want you to call us right now at 1-800-520-1067. It's time for Kevin Means What's Good. Hit it,
like we always do at this time. What's on your mind? Your time to shine. Come on and call us up and testify. What's on your mind? Your time to shine.
That, of course, is a DJ Omar Khan jingle. He does such great work behind the scenes here on the Kevin and Bean Show, and I think that's what Evan is calling about. Up first, he's on line one in Cerritos.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Evan. Good
morning. We need more Omar. I mean, the guy is an amazing personality, and you guys keep him on the bench. He's like he's like Aaron Rodgers in the first 3 years of his career behind Brett Favre.
Like, yeah, but I felt like that's where Aaron Rodgers needed to be at that time.
Omar's been on the bench for how many years?
Right.
Like, you remember the Glee cap from, like, 6 years ago?
Yes.
Wow. One of the best bits of all time. And
But I submit to you.
He is that. If you give Omar too much airtime, at some
that?
Point, he's going to bring out the reggaeton horn. That's
what about
the
that
problem.
Happening? Oh. Yes, Omar.
I agree. We need more me on the show. I agree.
Hey, Evan, you're obviously a hardcore DJ Omar Khan fan. What are you guys called? Are you, like, the Coniacs or something? Like, do you guys have a fan name?
The Omarmy.
Omarites.
The Omarmy. Very well done. Very well done.
Oh, all right. And Chip does a great job. Like,
all right, take it easy now. Yeah. Now
all right, now
lying.
You're just naming just people crazy on the show. People. Yeah, come on.
And Ralph, when he does that stuff, he's good.
Here's what I know about Evan. Hang up on this man. Here's what I know about Evan is he loves everyone on the Kevin and Bean Show but Kevin and Bean. Okay, we get it. We understand.
That's pretty universal, I think.
That's understandable. All right, let's try William in Anaheim. How about that? Up next, line four here on the Kevin Beach Show, 1-800-520-1067. Doing what's good.
Hey, William.
Hey, guys. So I know we were just talking about Taylor Swift and her Tay America party, which was terrible, by the way.
Right.
But the fact that she had Ryan Reynolds and Tom Hiddleston at the party, I feel like she's amassing, like, a super team of Marvel superheroes and supervillains, you know?
Oh, she's got Loki and Deadpool at her party.
Mm.
Exactly.
Okay, and so what is that? So what's the plan, then? What? She just likes them?
I don't know. They may be doing some crossover stuff, maybe bringing in, like, Chris Evans and RDJ, you know? You might be getting some sort of super team going on, you know?
Look, it sounds ridiculous when you say it, William, but when you fold it into Allie's theory that there's all some sort of big promotional video that's going to come out at some point, it sort of makes sense. Like, maybe, I guess we just have to keep our eyes peeled and see if any of those other guys show up.
She kind of looks like a squirrel. So, Squirrel Girl.
She could be Squirrel Girl. Maybe
right?
Bringing up a super team, trying to fight Thanos. Who knows? You know?
Man, so many options.
It's either that or she's just a horrible person.
Well, I don't think that's it.
Both are options
at all. She's
at this
lovely.
Point.
Why
thank you,
both?
William. Appreciate the call. Let's try Kyle. How about Kyle and Retro Cucamonga line three, please?
Hey, Kyle.
Hey, what's going on, boys?
What's good?
You tell us.
Allie, of course.
Hello, Kyle.
So I got married about a year ago, and my wife and I were talking about our anniversary coming up. Now, when you get married, do you still celebrate the dating anniversary, or are you kind of off the hook for that, or do you get roped into having two now?
You mean like the day you went on your first date anniversary?
Yeah, like before you got married, because we've been together for a few years, the day you celebrate that dating anniversary.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
I think that is a very legitimate question, and I'm sure it comes up with every couple.
And I'm sure it came up with Kyle, because Kyle's wife wants to celebrate the date.
I have an opinion on this. I'd like to hear from the room first, though. Kevin, do you and your wife still celebrate your first date in addition to your wedding anniversary?
No, sir.
No, you do not. Mm-hmm. That's because you don't even remember your wedding anniversary, right?
Got to
right?
remember.
Allie, how about, well, you're the wrong person to ask.
But you can still ask because maybe one day.
What's your theory?
I don't think you celebrate it. I think you just go balls out on the wedding anniversary.
But Kyle, how are you going to turn your wife down on celebrating the first date? How are you going to do that? Because you're setting a precedent. You have to aggressively not do this.
Well, I don't want to. I definitely don't want the responsibility of screwing this up for men everywhere because we have enough problems as it is.
Exactly.
Good point.
I will tell you, if you care, Kyle, that my parents, who were married for many, many, many decades before my mom passed away, they always celebrated the date of their first date and their wedding date. And
that's where Bean gets his romance from.
Thank you. That's what. Look, every day, what have I said, Kevin, a billion times? Every day is Valentine's Day at my house.
Yes. Right.
That's
right.
Why to this day, I also celebrate the day that my wife and I met and our wedding anniversary.
Interesting. So I did not see
both
that coming.
Legitimate.
Same.
Did not see that coming.
Same.
So,
I don't think anybody sees that coming.
No, Kyle, no. What about just like a hearty high five on the dating anniversary?
Yeah, low five on the way out to a regular normal dinner, but nothing. I feel like it's much ado about nothing. Isn't
it? I feel like Kyle's got big problems at home.
But I agree with Kyle.
Kyle, follow your heart, man, and just good luck to you.
Hope you
survive
them
both.
Don't follow your heart. Do whatever your wife tells you to do. It's much easier.
Great Fred Armisen on the program later on today. Also, don't forget, we got more tickets for the advanced screening of Ghostbusters coming up here soon. And we'll give you tickets to see the LA Galaxy versus the Houston Dynamo. All of that this morning here on K-Rock.
Omar Khan, we just talked about in the last break. They need more Omar. So here he is.
He is the best.
He is the best. He just went on vacation.
Yeah.
And he got detained at the, where? At the border?
At the border, no, here in LAX at
immigration.
Okay. Yeah,
immigration.
Yes.
By the way, you have to say Omar went on vacation and got detained at the airport
again.
Yeah.
Because
my bad.
Look, I know it's tough to travel. I know the TSA lines are longer than ever, and you've got to, you know, now they're saying maybe 2 hours is enough. Make it three. Omar has to make it like 5 hours because he knows he's going to end up answering questions in a little room in the back of the airport somewhere.
Yeah, everything, you know, was pretty chill. It was my first time taking my 2- and 4-year-old over to a different country. And besides, you know, there's a lot of talk about, you know, being complicated to travel.
Right.
Our travel, going to Mexico and coming back, for the most part, everything was on time. Everything was pretty chill, except when I got back into this country.
When you got back into this country, a guy says to you, he says,
Omar North Tower.
In the room.
He's in the room. And
now, Omar Khan is the name of a hijacker or a terrorist or something that got you on the no-fly list.
Correct.
So every single time you leave and come back in the country.
This is the third time.
But to be fair, it's Omar Khan is the name of most hijackers and most terrorists.
That is true. My name, like in the Middle East, is like John Smith.
Right.
It's super common.
So popular.
Okay. Yeah. So have you not figured out a way to get off of that list to prove to them that you're not a terrorist?
So the first time I got detained, for about maybe an hour and a half, and I was scared.
Oh, my God.
Okay,
Because
I didn't know what was happening. It was my first time flying internationally, so I wasn't used to traveling whatsoever.
Right.
So, and when I got detained the first time, I walk into, they put me in this room, and they're all like hardcore Middle Eastern looking people there. You
right.
know what I mean? So I'm like, what is happening?
So you fit right in.
Right. And so I'm scared. I don't ask any questions. I just want to get out of there.
Right.
It's very, and they don't let you use your cell phones. They don't let you talk to anybody.
Did they tell you why they were detaining you? See, that's the weird.
They don't give you any information. They just tell you to sit down, put your stuff down, and shut up.
Did they do a cavity search?
They will call you. No.
Oh,
did you read the cavity search?
Have a little bit of fun, right? So the first time, they sit me down, wait for a half hour, say, sir, you're good to go. That's it. And
they didn't even talk to you anything?
No. Okay.
Wow.
So then I told you guys, and then I kind of put two and two together. Okay, I'm on no-fly list.
Right.
Okay, second time, I get detained, 10 minutes.
Okay.
I was like, oh, okay, you know, they worked out everything. You know,
right.
I'm all good. So this third time, I'm thinking, you know, I'm going with my kids. I'll be detained 10 minutes. It's
sure.
all good, right?
I like
no
that
problem.
You're building in the extra 10 minutes that the rest of us don't have
absolutely.
To.
Absolutely.
That's crazy.
But what's 10 minutes, right?
Right. No, go, no, I'm saying compared to an hour and a
yeah,
half.
Absolutely.
All
right?
good.
So I get there, you know, and then I know it's coming. And they literally take my wife's and my kids' passports and they set mine aside.
Yes.
And they're like, you guys are good to go. Sorry, sir. You're going to have to come with me. Okay.
And again, you're traveling with such a convincing cover story by pretending you have a family. Yeah.
Again, they don't give you an idea that you're on the list or why. They
nope.
just tell you go
sir,
there.
Sir, come with me.
Oh,
and
man.
Their demeanor always changes.
Sure.
Like once they see the little red flag, they yep. sir. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And so you know, I say, you know, my I don't want my kids to, you know, freak out. So I was like, you know, Daddy's got to go for a bit. I'll be right back. Okay,
right,
okay.
Daddy might be a terrorist.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Daddy has to answer some questions about the Quran.
Right, your daughter right. said, Daddy, you're going back to jail.
Yeah. Hey, that's not funny.
Oh. Okay,
that'll be the third time. So I go into this room. There's nobody in there.
Okay,
so I'm thinking 5 minutes tops. I'm going to be in and out. Right.
Yeah.
They sit me down. Person after person after person gets let in this room and checked out. I'm there for an hour.
Oh, you mean people who they suspect?
Right.
They come into the room,
yeah.
and then they're checked out, and then they leave, and you're still there.
I'm still there.
Okay.
I have people from the same flight that were in there and out before me. Okay. So, but this time it was a little bit different. It was a little bit more relaxed. The officer there kind of like, you know, told me, he's like, hey, dude, I'm just waiting for a call. Mm-hmm. And this is the first time that they told me that whenever my name pops up, it's so common, a red flag comes up, they have to get a phone call from Washington, D.C. directly to clear me.
How does Washington, D.C. have any idea who you are to clear you?
I don't know.
Who's making that call? That seems like a bad person.
Right?
Isn't that crazy?
Yes.
Especially since they're just looking you up on a computer, which is something they can do right there at LAX and probably access the same database.
Yeah, and the immigration officer told me that I could go to a website and notify my, give them my travel plans.
Oh, a heads up.
Yeah, but even then, it's no guarantee that I won't be detained.
So it may not help at all.
Might not help at all. Yeah, it sucked, dude. An hour. And then my kids, I guess my kids were freaking out. They're like, oh, where's daddy? Where's daddy?
Again,
you know what I mean?
Right?
Yeah. Is he going to jail again? What's wrong with this guy?
So is there any hope for the next 40 years of you being able to take an international flight without being detained?
I was told probably not.
Good. That's the right thing.
Yep.
That's the right thing. Come on.
Nope.
What?
Nope, I don't think so.
If ever, what?
Allie, can I get a ruling on that, hey, please?
I don't care.
That is the exact right ruling. Hey, there are so many ways to get in touch with the Kevin and Bean Show. We got the Facebook page, Kevin and Bean Facebook page. We got the Kevin and Bean Twitter. We got the Instagram. We got the Snapchat. Of course, you can always text the program anytime you want. If you got something on your mind, at the number 2KROQ, you can email us if you're old school, or you can call the Kevin and Bean Afro line. We've got it set up. It's our voicemail 24 hours a day at 323-520-AFRO. Jimmy Kimmel named the phone line way back in the day, and it's still up and running today for your messages. What are folks calling about today?
Well, the first thing that they're calling about is Allie's story about seeing a ghost.
Mm-hmm.
And guys are nothing if not predictable.
Allie, this is your ghost. Show me your boobies.
I'm not sure what the connect is there.
Well, it's there what ghosts one. Say.
It is what
yeah,
ghosts say.
Ghosts
right.
say that they... all the time.
Okay. Ghosts love boobies.
They do.
That's the one thing I know. This guy called about an exciting show.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Hands of Fury at the Troop last night. Tell me you guys caught that show. It was off the chain. Hands of Fury!
Right?
I don't...
We tore it up.
You did?
Yeah. Burned the place down. Did you see? You didn't see it on the news?
I didn't.
Wow. Our hands got so hot from clapping.
Right? Place
started
went up
a
in
fire.
Smoke. No.
There's a person that would like to be a part of Hands of Fury.
How about that one? Was that good enough to be in Hands of Fury?
No, it was not. No. We are professionals.
Yeah, we can't just take anybody.
Right. We take this seriously and get that weak stuff out of here. I think is what we're saying.
Hands up, Fury!
Hands of Fury! Hands of Fury! Hands of Fury! Look at the hands of! Look at the hands of! They have so much fury! They have so much fury! Hands of! Woo!
The whole Hands of Fury fan club dialed right? in today. Wow.
There are times... We talk about a lot about what to talk about on the show. And there are times when somebody just won't shut up about something. And this particular case was Bean, who wanted to talk to a parrot. And he brought up this idea 20 times.
Yeah.
And everybody finally just says, look, if we do it, will you stop talking about mm-hmm. it? Knowing that it's going to be a disaster.
Right.
And this was based on the story where this bird might be evidence in a murder because mm-hmm. he was saying, right. don't shoot, don't shoot.
And I was fascinated by people who have parrots and the things that their parrots learn to say and what that must be like.
Right.
So that's why I thought it deserved a deeper dive.
Right. And here's a little bit of that deeper dive.
Say, can you say peekaboo or not? Come on.
She doesn't, nope. even have, she doesn't even have a bird. Chanel is straight crazy and doesn't have a bird. So that's how that went.
Right. Well, her bird didn't exactly talk to us on the phone. We hoped it would.
Didn't exactly exist.
Didn't exist.
Come on. Come on.
Right?
Bean, talking to parrots sucks.
I stand by it. I think we should try it again.
Well, let's do this then.
Hey, Bean. My parrot wants to talk to you. Oh. Hold on just a second.
Oh. Rah!
Bean's a dick.
That's she hurtful. Taught her parrot
she taught
to
her parrot.
Say
that's
that.
Crazy.
Wow. She doesn't have a parrot either, you
Are
guys.
You sure?
What the hell did I just listen to? Listening to? I sound like Kevin.
We are going to be all Spanish quite soon, we assume.
Buenos días. Bienvenido al Kevin y Frijole programa de radio. Es hora de música, música, música.
Hey, Kevin. Hey, Bean. Hey, Ali. So, I know that pretty soon you guys are going to be gone and you're going to be replaced by Spanish music. So I was, you know, wondering if I could submit this to somebody.
All right, now he's going to do his impression of the Kevin and Bean show if it was done in Spanish.
I like it.
Estoy escuchando a Carroca, K-R-O-Q. Quiero saber cuándo vamos a tener sexo con robots. Papi le gusta. Eso es estúpido, tonto y absurdo porque... Yo me estaba comiendo un granola y lo, la situación de terrorista y... Huélelo.
I will listen to that show. Yeah. I will definitely enjoy it. By the way, people joke. They're like, hey, why do you say that? The truth of the matter is there's no guarantee that any station stays the same format. And stations at an alarming rate, only alarming for me because I don't speak the Spanish, are switching to Spanish. We just lost another one, a rock station, a new rock station in San Luis Obispo over the 4th of July weekend switched to all Spanish.
How do you we know lost that? Another one.
We did. It was an alternative
How do you
rock
know we
station.
We lost one in San Luis Obispo.
Because they changed formats and now they're Musica, 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 just like we're going to be. I'm just saying you can't take K-Rock for granted. It's not a joke, peeps. I'm serious about this. It's only a matter of time.
La mejor música.
Right?
But when it does flip, that guy's got the job.
He's got the job, absolutely.
The phone number is 323-520-AFRO. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:51.
Got some new beer mug tape for you guys next hour. He went to the CatCon LA,
yeah,
which...
should have been burnt to the ground, right? That's what you're saying?
No. Adorable cats and cat lovers having a fun weekend. Why not?
Should flamethrower?
Ralph, you were gone when we had in the woman
Napalm.
That was behind CatCon, and I don't know that I've ever been meaner to anyone.
He picked up the Ralph slack, for sure.
No.
Yes.
I felt terrible.
It was
you shouldn't.
Sad.
You shouldn't yeah. feel terrible at all. You should have been proud. and you did the right thing.
I noticed that I literally couldn't look at her.
No, he could not make eye contact. You could feel how bad he felt, but didn't stop him.
Because
it needs to be stopped.
Right. Yeah. It needs to be stopped.
It's not easy doing the right thing, Allie.
Cats are beautiful, wonderful,
that's
lovely
what we
creatures.
Met. Yeah.
Yes.
Anyway, tape from Beer Mug at CatCon LA coming up. Plus, we'll also talk about Kevin's people, and those are the idiot fans that run out onto the field at sporting events and those who support them. That's coming up on K-Rock. First, though, time for the Showbiz Beat here on a Wednesday with Ralph Graham.
I'm surprised I didn't run into Beer Mug down there because I was down there handing out free saucers of antifreeze.
Oh, come on.
And
don't ever
I didn't see Beer Mug once. I didn't see him once.
Looking back on it, maybe it's good that you weren't here.
Yeah.
That woman.
Yeah.
I know her.
Very nicely.
I know her. Uh-huh.
And she's tapped a niche for a lot of people.
She has tapped a niche.
Get this weak stuff out of here.
Please. Can we please get the weak stuff out of here?
Uh-huh. You have raised the ceiling.
Wait to hear Beer Mug plus CatCon. That's coming up. That's going to be pretty good.
All right, let me do something good.
Yes.
Before all the bad happens.
Please.
Let's do something good. Like, how about an advanced screening of Ghostbusters?
Yay!
I have passes to give away to our special advanced screening of Ghostbusters at the Pacific's The Grove on July 12th. Not only that, if that wasn't enough to let you see Ghostbusters before it's in theaters everywhere on July 15th, you'll see it on the 12th and you'll get a large Papa John's pizza. We'll throw in a meal. That's us in a nutshell. Movie, of course, Melissa McCarthy, Kristen Wiig, Kate McKinnon, Leslie Jones. Brand new generation of Ghostbusters. You will see it before anybody else. Call me right now, 1-800-520-1067. First five callers through at that particular phone number. Get a pair of passes to our advanced screening of Ghostbusters. And, as I mentioned, a pizza dinner from Papa John's.
Shut up and take my money!
There is no money, sir. It's just phones. Just phone call. Which I guess costs money to use your phone. But it's very little in comparison.
I don't know that needs to be further explained.
Just saying. Hey, remember last week and the week before that when Kevin and Bean were nowhere to be seen?
I do. I do.
Those were the good times, huh?
Good times. But you may remember throughout the 2 weeks there, Allie and I were doing live Showbiz Beats, and I was giving you sort of the San Diego Comic-Con update. I mentioned it was like 70. It was like 78% we were going to be there.
Yeah.
And then it
feeling
was
good.
92% we were going to be there. Yeah. And then by the end of last week, I was telling you, it was like 98.3% chance that we were going to be broadcasting live.
So exciting.
It was a lock.
Yeah.
The San Diego.
It's pretty much
Comic-Con.
A lock.
Yeah.
And I told you I would make the official announcement when I knew more.
Okay.
And now, a breaking news bulletin.
Now, breaking news bulletin. It is official.
Wait, drum roll again, please.
Hold on.
It is official. We have heard from the powers that be here at the radio station known as K-Rock that we will in no way be broadcasting from the San Diego Comic-Con. Not happening. We shan't.
What?
We shan't be there.
Oh.
We will not be there. We will not be doing our show
what?
From San
no.
Diego.
So, I thought that guy last week said 98%.
Yeah,
sure
that's
did.
What I heard.
That guy
sure
lied.
Did. That guy, he did lie. So, sad news, we will not be down there this year. Just want to let everyone know some of the things we won't be part of. The 50th anniversary of Star Trek, that's going to be a big deal down there.
Nobody cares for Star Trek.
The Golden Anniversary panel will feature William Shatner, Scott Bakula, Michael Dorn, Brett Spiner, Jerry Ryan. Folks from all the different incarnations of Star Trek will be present for that huge momentous 50th anniversary Star Trek celebration. So
it does sound like fun.
We won't be there for that. And Nickelodeon has announced they're bringing back Double Dare live. Mark Summers, the host, will return to host Double Dare Live, a streaming event celebrating the 30th anniversary of that show. That's going to be happening at Comic-Con. That also is something we will not be part of anyway. So just letting you know for
this
those
hurts
people,
your soul, doesn't it, Ralph?
Those people who said, hey, you guys can be on there. It's like, oh, shit, it's almost a done deal. We're so close. It's just crossing T's and dotting I's at this point, I said often. And now it's not going to happen at all.
No. Nope.
Ralph, this is America, so we need someone to blame. Is it Dave?
It is not Dave.
It's not Dave.
In this particular case, it's not Dave. Dave, I think, is taking it harder than almost any of us.
Yeah, he's
including myself.
Very upset.
Dave is, I don't know how to say it, he's an asshole.
Well, that may be true, but in this particular case, he is not to blame for this. So, just wanted to let everyone know, give you a heads up.
Not my fault.
It's not his fault, and it's not going to happen, which is just really
what you want.
Unacceptable on so many levels that my head spins.
Now hiring both locations.
We are now hiring in both of our locations if you'd like to.
They're in San Diego.
If you can do a better job, we would like to have you.
Get this weak stuff out of here.
Get this weak stuff out of here and get the strong stuff into here.
If you really suck at something, you probably shouldn't do it.
Right.
Right.
So, I'm looking at you, sales. What do you think is the most popular album of all time in the UK? The United Kingdom, which is getting less united as we speak, but still.
Right. The countries that are left.
The most popular album of all time in England at all. What would your guess be?
I will have to recuse myself on this one and let the other kids play.
I think you will Beatles.
Be, I think, see, that's where your head goes automatically, right?
Absolutely.
You say, that must be it.
Chocolate starfish and hot dog flavored water.
You can't even get
that
it out.
That
works
well.
Nope, can't get it out.
Beatles show up third on the list.
Really?
Oasis?
Third on the list. Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, which is the best-selling studio album by the Beatles. 5.1 million copies sold in the UK, but that is third.
Led Zeppelin?
Oasis. I heard someone say Oasis. Oasis fifth on the list.
Okay.
All right.
Led Zeppelin?
Zeppelin does not show up in the top five.
Well.
I know that much for sure. Adele is fourth with her 21. Okay. Massive, massive hit.
Rolling Stones, the one with the tongue on it?
Not in the top five.
Okay.
ABBA's Greatest Hits is number two.
No.
With 5.2 million units, surprisingly.
Chumbawamba.
Chumbawamba, just outside the top five, Kev. Very close.
Oh, shoot.
Number, who are we missing?
Who are you missing? That's the question.
And it's number one that we're missing,
it
right?
It is the number one. It's the most popular album of all time in the UK.
Just, Spice Girls.
Just did.
Oh, it should be.
Not.
Oh, okay.
It is not. They just, the official charts company there in the UK just did their 60th anniversary tally. They recounted all the sales, and now they've announced.
Should we all punch ourselves in the face because we should know?
Is it a recent album?
You might. It's not a recent album. It's the greatest hits album. I'll give you that much.
Okay.
It is the greatest hits of this particular band.
Steve Miller, obviously.
It is not Steve Miller.
Oh, okay.
Think UK, think British.
Queen?
Queen!
Oh, Chip!
Nice!
For the win.
About that.
Queen's greatest hits. It has officially been retallied, and now it has sold more than 6.1 million copies.
I didn't even know she sang.
We are the champions, my friends.
They still sound good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we will keep on fighting till the end.
I know that 6 million doesn't sound like a lot when we have albums that have sold 30 million in this country.
But there's but like England eight a, people
yeah,
there.
Very, very small country.
There's eight people, and most of them are Windsors.
Right.
Right?
I didn't,
that's the
I
royal
didn't get
family,
that either.
Alex.
Okay.
It's the royal family.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, another hit from the Queen album.
Yeah. Listen to Brian May there.
They performed a little too long
for
my taste.
Why do some people tune out?
Wait, did you see Jiminy Click interview Seinfeld last night?
I did not yet.
No, I
recorded
it.
You're all horrible.
Taped it.
I taped it.
You're horrible. I watched it live.
Okay, great.
That's how awesome it was.
You're better than us.
Up later than we were.
Oh, so good. So good.
Did Jerry break it all or no?
Oh, did he? He lost his mind. Could
excellent.
Not stop laughing.
Yes.
Why do you think America gave you so much money?
One of the questions Jimmy asked.
Because judging from this, you really didn't deserve it.
Saturday night, 10 p.m., Kevin Smith and I taking the stage with Hollywood Babylon. Come see us. We have a good time. It's at the Improv on Melrose. And we're going to be partying hardy, Marty. So come join us.
Get this week stuff out of here.
You go to improv.com to get all that strong stuff.
Wow.
Into here.
Oh.
You didn't. You missed Allie saying, well, I said it was Queen's Grace. She said, I didn't know she sang.
Yeah, we heard that.
I don't think you heard
it. I didn't.
I didn't think you did.
I didn't hear that.
Or else someone would have thrown the air brakes on this puppy and just came to a screeching halt.
I don't know why you had to bring it up.
Today's celebrity birthdays. The Dalai Lama is 81 years old
so
today.
So I got that going.
You've got that going.
Which is nice.
Which is nice. I've been listening for the effort. Burt Ward, TV's Robin. of Batman and is 71 years old today. George W. Bush turned 70, as does Sylvester Stallone. Jeffrey Rush is 65 years old today. 50 Cent is 41. Actor and fellow Philly boy Kevin Hart, 37 years old. Actress Eva Green turns 36 today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
So I'm the bad one in this case, Bean. You're saying I'm the bad one. That's your point.
Yeah, I mean, if you're an actual fan of the sports that you were watching, uh-huh. then yes, you are a bad person for encouraging, supporting, and enjoying the interruptions of the field of play by fans jumping out of the stands. Yes, that is accurate.
And running on the field,
yeah. There's no place for that. Look, there's a reason why if you step foot onto the basketball court or onto the football field or the soccer pitch or whatever, you're going to get escorted out of the stadium.
Right.
It is a big NO.
Right, but that's part of it. But the fun is to see how long they can avoid the security. That's the fun. It happened at the Galaxy game on the Monday night.
Mm-hmm.
Two times. The guy that goes out to get the selfie with a player, I'm not down with that guy. That guy needs to stay in the stands. The guy who's drunk and takes off his shirt, love him.
Okay.
Love. And he was running away from the security. And I am not exaggerating when I say most of the fans were cheering.
Is it you like it because it's like a Benny Hill sketch?
Sort of, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I like it because it's comical. It's a very short time most of the time.
Okay.
Isn't it extremely disrespectful to the professional athletes who are there to perform? Seriously, isn't it disrespectful to the soccer team that you love to waste their time while they're standing
around?
It wasn't
much wasted time. They were making a substitution. It was a downtime in the game.
Okay.
The guy ran on the field. I look at it as entertainment.
All right, if you love it so much,
if I was the
why
Galaxy,
have you never run onto the field?
That guy.
Why have you not run onto the field if you love it so much?
That's a good question.
Right?
That's a good question.
I will pay you
$10,000. What?
To run out into the center of the field at the next LA Galaxy home game.
Mm.
I'll do it.
$1,000.
Chip and I will do it.
Do you hear me?
I hear you.
If you love it so much, why don't you do it?
Maybe I will, Bean. Wouldn't that be awesome?
Amazing.
If Bean owed me $10?
Yes.
Because Bean won't bet
$5. Ever.
Bean won't bet $1.
I'm not a big gambler.
They're right. That's a solid deal that has been made, though.
Yeah.
Am I correct, sir?
Yes, you are correct. At the next home LA Galaxy game, if you run out, now you can't just put your foot in the field of play. You have to run out to the center of the field.
It's not just
make
that,
it to the
though.
Center of the field.
It's not just that. The fun of it is that they usually take off some clothing,
mm-hmm.
and they're running from the security guards.
Right.
I'll throw in an extra grand if you take your shirt off.
So $11,000?
Now we're up to $11,000 of my personal money.
But see, here's the issue. The issue is that the security won't have it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's probably going to be tightened, so I'm probably going to have to wait, a couple of games until they're not watching so closely.
Okay.
And then, boom, right on the field.
What happened Monday night? How long did the fan last out there on
the grass? It was pretty awesome. He ran the length of the field, and they were chasing him. There were like four different guys chasing him. And then he turned around and ran the other all the way back. So he ran 200
what?
Yards. He only got caught because he ran out of steam.
He was winded.
He was tired.
Yeah.
If he wasn't tired, he might still be running around the field. It was unbelievable. I just posted a video, too, of the there was a Copa America game in Chicago. And it was a soccer game. And it was delayed by 2 hours of rain. So the field is soaking wet. Mm-hmm. And a guy runs onto the field. And it is a Three Stooges skit. I mean, all of the security guards wipe out in the water. And he wipes out, and then he turns and runs, and then somebody just tackles him. That's good entertainment. What's not to like about that?
It's
usually less than 30, maybe 45 seconds at the most. Boom. On. Everybody cheers. Gone. Let's continue with the sport.
If you want to defend running onto the field, I'd love to hear from you at 1-800-520-1067.
I mean, I'm just saying, am I a bad person because I love it?
Yes, you're a bad person because you love it. Allie, what do you think?
Well, here's my question for you, Bean. It's since you're a huge baseball fan. Remember in the 70s and 80s when that woman with the big bazoombas, Morgana?
Yes,
the
I
kissing
do
bandit.
Morgana,
she
yes.
would run onto the field, find a player, and smooch him, mm-hmm. and then be escorted off. Did that bother you?
I enjoyed watching her run. But
of course you did.
I'm going to say.
So this wasn't a girl, and that's the problem.
No, I'm just kidding. Right. I'm going to say no fan should run onto the field.
Right.
I feel like
right, that's
their
the
job.
Rule. And right, then they get escorted out, so they do get punished for it. Yeah. But I'm just saying, as a fan, I loved it.
We're take some calls at 1-800-520-1067 if you have thoughts on fans running onto the field. What tape do you have? What play-by-play do you have?
I think I have your Seattle game.
This was about 10 days ago or so. The Mariners are playing, if I remember correctly, the St. Louis Cardinals. And this fan jumps over the fence in the left over the left center field wall exactly at the moment that a Cardinals batter is in the batting box and hits a ball. So now he's onto the field, and he runs right between the center fielder and the left fielder as the ball is in play. He almost caught the ball.
All right, see, I don't like that guy. Because he's messing up the game.
Play.
He's messing up the game.
Okay.
If there's a natural break, like there is every 2 seconds in baseball, he should take a natural break.
Okay.
Not while the ball's in the air. That's insane. Here's the call.
Slicing drive. My goodness gracious. What the heck? Ball is caught out there. And now some moron has run on the field. I looked up and I'm looking at Smitty going for the ball, and then I see this guy coming out.
By the way, I don't know if you can tell, but the crowd is loving it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the crowd
it's the most exciting thing that happened.
Because of baseball.
No, it wasn't at all. The Mariners won that game, Allie.
Well, fortunately, Seth did not run into anybody that he wasn't expecting to be on the field.
Yeah.
I mean, as an athlete, that initial shock has to be kind of terrifying. You don't know what that person is doing. That's got to be pretty scary.
Yeah, I would think you'd be afraid. Absolutely, yeah.
For a second, until you realize he's not threatening anybody, he's just running. And
you are absolutely right, Kevin, that the crowd always
loves
is into it. And I may be in the minority on this.
And you hear the announcers, you hear the hate in the announcer's voice, and that somehow makes me happy as well.
I don't know why.
Let's talk to some moron.
Go with the guy. He's lucky he didn't run into somebody that wasn't supposed to be there.
Let's talk to Frank at Upland, please. He's on line 3. He's up first here on the Kevin Beach. You're talking about the morons that run on the field.
Hey, Frank.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
So you're a fan of this? You're not a fan of this?
I am a fan of it. I mean, if he's going to put out that bet for $11,000, I mean, that's a righteous bet. I mean,
right? You're a fan of Kevin running out of the field. That's not what we're talking about here.
That is a righteous bet, though.
But is he going to help you after you get caught? Is he going to help you, get bailed out? You know, is he going to be there when the cops get you?
Well, I don't think you get arrested for that, do you, Kevin? Don't you think you just get escorted out of the stadium?
I don't know the rules of that.
I think it's trespassing, but I can't imagine they would ever charge you.
I think they just usually kick you out of the game.
Yeah, they probably do.
So that's probably not a big deal. Plus, I got $11,000.
So, yeah, right, exactly. So if there are any fees associated with your arrest, you got it taken care of. All right, so Frank is a fan of fans and a particular Kevin running out onto the field.
No, but we're not asking about me doing it specifically.
All right, let's try Lawrence then. He's in Walnut, line 1. I'm next on the Kevin DeVine Show.
Hey, Lawrence.
I love it. I am a glutton for chaos, and any good, harmless mess up to the system, I am all for
it. You know what? That's it. It's a moment of chaos. Mm-hmm. I love that. Yeah. I love when something happens that you absolutely never saw coming. And especially if it's as brief as that, it's the chaos.
You watch a soccer game. A soccer game is a soccer game. They pass the ball. They pass the ball. Oh, there's a goal. People cheered. You pass the ball. Like, there's a few years ago where a paper airplane flew out of the stands and totally hits a professional footballer. Everyone cheers. It's on the internet. You should look it up.
I will.
All right. So you love the chaos. Got it, Lawrence. Is there no one out there on my side, or is there nobody who thinks these people should be electrocuted?
Let's see.
I think that's a bit extreme.
Oh, well, here's an answer to your question of what happens to a person when they run on the field.
Oh, yeah. Please, give it to me.
Let's go to Sandro. Hi there.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. Thank you.
Yeah, so it's actually a felony to run out of the field now and disrupt the game.
A felony?
Oh, my God.
Because you're disrupting, like, millions of dollars of gameplay and somebody might get hurt. I believe they changed this law. When I don't know if you guys remember the guy that ran out on the baseball field and got dazed from like 10 feet away, and the guy felt like a brick. I think this happened like 2 seasons ago, 2 to 3 seasons ago.
Got tased. Why don't I remember that guy getting tased?
Yeah, he was one of the first people to actually get tased on the field, and that's when they started changing the law to it becomes a felony, and it's thousands of dollars you get bailed out now.
All right, less than 11.
might be at that point there.
I am going to source you on whether it's a felony or not, by the way. That doesn't sound possible.
I also get the feeling that Sandro's just making this up.
It's also very possible.
I kid you not.
All right. Okay. Thank you for the call, though. Let's do a little research. By the way, I would love it if you're on
no
Team
one
Bean
agrees
on this
with
one.
You.
There
Bean.
Must be somebody out there who hates it when it's annoyed, disgusted, big waste of time, embarrassing, disrespectful to the players and to the game. There must be somebody out there, but me, who wouldn't be cheering for this guy on the field.
It's awesome. No? It's awesome.
1-800-520-1067. We'll be right back on K-Rock. All right. Taking calls on fans who run onto the field at sporting events. It's been happening a lot this season in a multiple number of sports, and we're getting a lot of reaction, including Christian, who says, I'm with the monkey here. I am endlessly entertained by drunk fans who can outrun security.
Because the security are usually bigger guys. I'm not saying fatter, but fatter.
Funny
so
you
that,
say that.
That adds to the comedy.
Hannah it writes does. In, okay. Why are all the security guards chasing the field runners extremely overweight?
Right.
It adds to the hilarity. Amanda writes in. Now, again, maybe she is our source. She says, used to work security for the Angels. $3,000 to $6,000 fine and up to 30 days in jail. That can't be for running out onto the field, can it?
I can't imagine.
All right, let's take a couple more phone calls.
Need to do some more research on that.
520-1067. Yeah, to find out if you're going to do it at the next Galaxy game. Let's go to Alex. He's in L.A. He had a friend who ran out onto the field, I think, if I understand correctly.
Hey, Alex.
Yeah. Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good, thanks.
There is actually a pretty big fine for the Dodgers, I think, like at least 7 years ago, it was $2,500, not including, I think, a night in jail.
Wow.
But you still come out ahead, Kevin, if you get $11,000 from me.
That's right.
You still get 11 Gs. My buddy, who is not the slimmest fellow, saved up for about a year to run onto the field. And they,
wait, what do you mean he saved up for a year?
Because he knew what the fine was. So he's like, I'm going to save up.
He saved up in advance for the fine.
Yes. Save for the fine.
That's dedication.
I don't know if it's dedication.
I admire that guy.
So what happened?
Bucket list. I think it was a bucket list thing.
So what happened?
He made it about 9 feet. I mean, he
what a loser.
He's not slim.
He should have spent more time running and less time saving.
Yeah, you'd think. But the wind moves around him. He doesn't cut through it.
Understood. Not slim. Yes, he's not a small person. Okay, we got it. Thank you very much for the call, Alex. Appreciate it. Let's go to Amanda, Diamond Bar Line 1, please. I think finally we've got somebody on Team Bean here.
Hey, Amanda.
Good morning, guys.
Hi there.
Allie. Hey, I can see where Bean's coming from because I think that everything with the sporting events, it's funny if you're drunk, if you're sober to see the game,
yeah.
And you're there for the sports event, it'd be a little annoying or a lot annoying.
Let me ask you a question, though, usually it takes place during downtime, so there's not really anything going on. Even if I love soccer.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. And nothing made me happier than the Chili game where the guy ran out on the field and the fat security guards were chasing him and they were all falling over the place because the field was wet. I also love that.
Kevin's saying, can he love both?
And I wasn't drunk at the time I was watching that.
I find that very hard to believe.
I mean, it's questionable.
Okay.
I didn't take a breathalyzer or anything, but I'm just saying. So you don't find it funny?
I find it funny if I'm drinking, yes.
Okay.
All right. So that's it.
So you got to be drinking.
Thank you for the call.
That's the answer.
Apparently that's the answer. How about for the final word, let's let the great Vin Scully, national treasure, in his 67th season with the Dodgers. Here's how he called it the other night when those animal rights protesters ran out onto the field when they're playing the Padres.
Standing quietly, Gonzalez at first. Oh, my goodness. Well, we don't show him. Not if we can help it. Yeah, we'll look at the sky. We'll look at the flags.
So he's talking about how the policy on many TV broadcasts is you don't show, you do a long shot or show something else on the screen so that people don't see it at home and go, ooh, that looks like fun, I want
to
do that.
Don't encourage other people to do it.
Don't encourage, right.
Anything but foolish kids running on the field. It's embarrassing for the hardworking fellows who have to restore peace and quiet, but they have to do it.
Listen to how disappointed Grandpa Ben is.
He's not mad. He's just disappointed.
Yeah, he's sad.
And we still have to wait for the removal of those who think it's more important to run out on the field and interfere with things than to sit quietly and watch a big league ball game.
So you're going to disappoint Ben by running out
Kevin,
onto the field,
listen
Kevin.
To what you
but
did.
Those guys were protesters. I'm saying Vin would not have hated the drunk guy that took off his shirt.
All right.
Okay.
I'm saying Vin's in on that.
When's the next home Galaxy game?
The 15th.
What half do you plan on running out to the field with your shirt off?
I would never advocate that. I think it's terrible, and people should respect the game.
Sure.
We'll be watching. Last chance. I'm just saying $11,000 is a lot of money.
Yeah, no.
You'd be a legend, Kevin. People would never stop talking about Kevin from Kevin and Bean, who ran onto the field with his shirt off at the Galaxy game.
And then no one ever saw him again. Let's talk about Beer Mug at CatCon.
Let's talk about Beer Mug at CatCon. I feel like it's been far too long since we've had a new batch of Beer Mug interviews, hasn't it?
It has, and these aren't good.
Okay. Mugs, thank you for doing this, first of all. We know you're very busy with the new baby at home and all that, but you made some time a couple of Sundays ago to head out to CatCon LA. What did you think of it?
Wow. Wow, that was quite a convention of cats and cat people.
Are you a cat person at all?
I like cats.
You do.
He'll tell you that in a minute, B.
I enjoy cats. I own two myself.
Right. All right.
But, you know, I don't necessarily think I would ever be the person to go to a convention for cats.
Right. Yeah, there's one. It's one thing to have a cat. It's another thing to base your existence on the fact that you have a cat.
So here's,
that's what it seems like is happening here.
Here's how I know I would hate it, because of the puns.
We are here at CatCon 2016 in Los Angeles. We're going to see what's hot and what's not in the cat world. But I'm sure it's all clawsome. Rare. There it is, number one.
Awesome. Got it.
Might as well have fun when I was there, right?
Sure, sure.
Lil Bub is a thing.
What's his story, Muggs?
Lil Bub is a cat who has a tongue that hangs out of its mouth and makes hundreds of thousands of dollars thanks to people like Dave who buy his t-shirts at the booth at CatCon and Lil Bub action figures and stuff like that.
I gotta tell you, Lil Bub is like super ugly.
Yeah.
And that's
cute but ugly.
And I think that's what people are drawing. I don't know.
He's the biggest cat on the internet?
Yeah, he's a video game coming out.
So Muggs is talking to the owner who's holding the dog. The cat.
I am here at CatCon 2016 with the star and stars of the show, Lil Bub, and her owner, Mike. How are you guys doing today?
Doing pretty good, Bub.
So what happens there?
That's Bub. Snorting?
That's Bub. He sounds like a pug.
What happened is the owner tossed it to Lil Bub.
Oh, no.
Who then beer mug Mike.
Well, and he gave me audio.
Lil Bub is media savvy. This isn't his first interview opportunity. Come on.
Mike, tell me a little bit of history behind Lil Bub and how you guys came together.
I'd just like to say, for the record, I don't care how anybody comes into possession of their pet. Everybody gets a pet. They all get it in a different way. Well, it's all good.
This one...
Not a good story.
No, but it's more interesting than others because this guy, like I said, is making hundreds of thousands of dollars off this cat.
Sure. Well, Bub's history spans millions of years and different dimensions and galaxies, but she crashed onto Earth about 5 years ago.
Oh! Okay.
You!
Look, I got no problem with cats. I got no problem with Lil Bub. That owner needs to be put down for that answer.
One day she got really famous. That happened about 4 years ago.
Tell me, how many followers on social media does she have with all the different outlets?
All right, do you guys have any guess on this? How many followers does Lil Bub have?
I feel like Lil Bub got famous on Instagram, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So there are a lot of Daves out there who love Lil Bub.
I'd say over a million, probably. Sadly.
Bean?
I'm going to go even bigger. I'm going to say 3 million. 3 million followers.
It's around 5 to 6 million at this point.
That is insane. 5 to 6 million followers. Oh, that's more than all the people I know ever.
That's more than all the people that Beer Mug knows ever.
Really? You don't know 5 to 6 million people, Beer Mug?
Look, I'm a popular guy, but no.
No?
All right. Now, Oh, I don't remember what this clip is, so I'm just going to play it.
Lil Bub, how you doing today, girl?
Oh, he interviews Lil Bub.
That's good.
Yeah, that happened.
Oh,
so that goes on for a while where he asks a question and then Lil Bub doesn't answer because Lil Bub's a cat.
Okay.
Right, can't really speak English. Right.
So now he's talking to a woman who is a cat owner and she's having a birthday party for her cat. And Beer Mug explains how that is true in his own life.
I have two cats myself, and one of them, the best cat in the world, Boots, was from Miami, and my fiance's grandmother actually brought him in. He was an outside cat, and we don't know his birthday, so we made it up to.
Yeah, I made it up too. So she has her birthday.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That is literally the worst conversation.
Ever. Bonding right there.
Divine cool.
I had to relate to them somehow. So
I hate to ask, Kevin, based on just declaring it the worst conversation of all time, but could we hear it again, please?
Oh, sure.
Because seriously.
Yeah, I'd be happy for that because it really is just rough. Here we go.
I have two cats myself, and one of them.
By the way, you know right there it's going to be terrible.
Right. There's no answer. There's no follow-up to I have two cats myself that makes is going to be an interesting story. You know it's a dead end before you even
I have
turn
two
down
cats
there.
Myself, and one of them, the best cat in the world, Boots, was from Miami, and my fiance's grandmother actually brought him in. He was an outside cat, and we don't know his birthday, so we made it up to.
Yeah, I made it up too.
Yeah. So. I can so barely keep my eyes open during Beer Mug's story.
Well, I related to her. She made up a birthday for her cat because she didn't know what it was. So I told her, "Hey,
why is that a thing?
It isn't.
It's not."
You're at CatCon and you have to interview people. That's what you talk about.
You're at CatCon and you have to interview people.
Don't drag us down there.
Right, exactly. All right, Muggs is very excited about this cat.
Yeah, it's Pudge.
Oh,
Pudge doesn't like Beer Mug too much. How did Pudge get on the cover of Modern Cat?
Okay, again.
Yes, look.
Again, you're at a cat convention.
Yeah.
And if they put out a magazine about cats, it seems like that question is has an explanation right there. Self-explanatory, right?
Right.
You don't need the story behind that.
Yeah, you do. There's a million cats in the world, and this cat is gracing the cover of a cat
the
magazine.
Cover, okay, it's not like, page
so my
six.
Bad?
Yes. Yeah.
So that's a great, interesting question.
Sure.
Right, let's hear the answer.
Well, so they emailed me. They said, hey, we know that you're going to be out at CatCon, and we have an issue coming out. We thought it'd be cool to have one of the cats that are at CatCon be on the cover.
That's
and I
awesome.
Was like, yeah.
All right.
Listen to Bugs. That's awesome.
That's awesome.
That is pretty stringent vetting for their cover selection process.
So you're going to be there?
Cool. So good question or no?
Good question or no?
No.
Pudge the Cat, by the way, has 900,000 followers.
Yeah, we don't care.
Okay. What makes Pudge interesting, though?
Pudge has a mustache.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's
Pudge
amazing.
Has a mustache. Mm-hmm.
So Muggs now talks to a woman who has a cat that has, is it like 10 toes each foot?
Six toes on each foot.
And, of course, Muggs has a fantastic story as well.
Happy birthday, Pudge. Any last words you want to say before we leave, Pudge?
Sorry, I forgot about this hard-hitting interview.
I agree.
It's a wrap-up with Pudge.
Yeah, sure.
Did you interview all the cats?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, and
most
I cut
of
most
them.
Of them out.
Most of them,
yes.
My buddy Tim used to have a cat with six toes, and his name was Six.
Six, that's a good name.
Yeah. This is the worst conversation.
Yes.
Wow, I would kill myself if I was there.
It
Everything
was
you talk about is terrible. Now, we talked about the licky brush, right?
Yes.
Yes, we did.
This is the brush that you wear on your tongue, and it brushes the cat's...
Yeah, it's supposed to simulate what cats do with one another, and it's a bonding experience for you and your pet that you can now lick them back.
Now, I don't want to cast aspersions on the person that made this up, but you can make up your own minds on her.
I am here with Tara O'Meara, the genius behind the Licky Brush. How are you doing, Tara?
We are doing awesome at CatCon today.
Congratulations.
That's a Saturday Night Live character, right? That is a Saturday Night Life.
Oh,
she's on the Californians.
Right. That's real.
I need more. We are doing awesome at CatCon today.
Congratulations, first of all, on all the success that...
Is there such a thing as a cat nerd?
Oh, my God. Licky Brush has gotten you. You've been on Jimmy Kimmel, Kelly, Live with Kelly, and now you're talking to me.
Right.
So congratulations.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Now, the Licky Brush itself, that's the prototype. How did you, in your wildest dreams, come up with it?
we spend a lot of time watching our cats groom each other, and we've observed that only cats that get along with each other are grooming each other. And it's a form of social bonding, so we wanted to get in on the action and lick our cat's back.
I can't believe she talks like that.
Come on. I forgot how awesome she was.
Yes. Again, define awesome.
I'm actually, I have two cats myself, okay. So yeah. If this all goes well, I might, you know, consider investing one. Okay. So
now, what does that mean? Buying one?
Yeah, investing in one. Yeah, sure.
Okay.
I just put this in my mouth.
Put it in your mouth.
That's what she said.
Oh. Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh. Now, go with the grain. Go with the grain. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. There you go.
This sounds like the worst porn ever.
It does. And I have to ask, Kevin, as much as you hate cats, wouldn't you live with 50 cats in your house and then listen to that woman's voice all day, every day?
She's torturous.
Lick the cat. Oh, and she's purring. Oh, he's doing such a good job. Look at her. Oh, so nice. Yeah. Also works on your human friends.
Like she has any human friends, let's be honest.
By the way, you can see the video at kevinandbean.com. It's a fake cat that I'm licking. It's not a real cat.
Wait, what?
Yeah, it's a stuffed animal cat that like moves and
for
blinks.
This particular, I didn't think that was important. That matters to you?
Yeah, she's like, look how much the cat loves it. Yeah. Oh my god, the cat's super into it. It's a fake cat. Mm-hmm. Oh, F her so
that
hard.
That tells you everything you need to know about this, except for
wow, Tara. That I thought, you know, that was not on my bucket list, but I can now mark it off.
Wait, what?
Can you mark something off that's not on your bucket list?
Do that again.
Maybe you
do it again.
Maybe you need to learn about what a bucket list is, because you don't cross it off if it's not on the list.
Wow, Tara, that I thought, you know, that was not on my bucket list, but I can now mark it off.
All right,
I can now put it on and mark it off.
How about some puns, huh?
Perfect, phenomenal.
It's Mian Afik.
Yes, Mian Afik. Oui, oui.
That's okay. Not even a...
So that's a lot of conversation that no one needs to hear.
Well done, Muggs.
Thank you.
You keep doing what you're doing.
Dance.
106.7 K-Rock.
Dance.
It's KROQ. It's Kevin and Bean Show, 8:53.
That also seemed like it would have been an appropriate song for the Hands of Fury, by the way.
Yeah, they don't do what you expect them to do, Bean.
They really don't. Stop acting like there's any way to control the Hands of Fury. It happens or it doesn't. Yeah, it's not under your control.
I've heard you play. There is no way to control the Hands of Fury. Because you'll be like...
How dare you?
Yeah, it's not great.
The one that you heard wasn't our best.
Oh, really? It wasn't?
Nope.
You're certainly not confined to being on the beat. That's for sure.
Right. We play by our own rules.
Path. Okay. Mm-hmm. Hey, what about Fred Armisen? How great is he? How funny is he? How talented is
how
he?
How funny and great is he?
Terrific musician.
Terrific.
Very excited to have him.
I'm so excited.
Join us. Right
join He's going to be joining
o'clock.
Us.
Join 9 o'clock.
Bean is great.
Bean is great. What?
Well, Kevin, it worked. Pay attention, man.
Time for the Showbiz Beat. Now, here's Ralph.
Speaking of Kevin.
Get this week stuff out of here.
Get this week stuff out of here. It is Kevin's Guys Night Out once again at the Bicycle Hotel and Casino. K-Rock's Guys Night Out. This is for the guys only. Ladies need not apply.
No, it's
this
guys
is
and girls.
For the guys.
I think anyone girls is invited. Are as well.
I can read it right here. It says K-Rock's Guys Night Out.
That is so the name of
for
it.
The guys.
Technically, that's the name of it.
Right.
But girls are welcome.
Well, then it's well named, I think, on your part. Well done, sir.
I do good work.
You do. It's going to be at the Bicycle Hotel and Casino, which, if you haven't been lately, is just awesome.
Yeah, it's great.
They've got a beautiful new hotel there, and the casino's great. And go to thebike.com. for more details, and also to enter in this amazing poker tournament that's going to be going on Friday at 8 p.m. That's thebike.com, by the way. Don't go to bike.com.
Unless you want to buy a bicycle.
Unless you want to buy a bike. So go to thebike.com. Doors open at 8 o'clock. Poker and blackjack start at 9 p.m. However, if you'd like to attend, and you want a little something, a little something, a little bonus, how about sitting and playing poker at Dave the King of Mexico's table?
Yeah!
What's up?
Plus, you get a rack of chips worth $200. It's all happening this Friday. Now, you do have to be 21 years of age or older. And if you are, and you'd like to play with Dave, why don't you give us a call right now, 1-800-520-1067. Since it's Friday at 8, let's make it caller number 8. Caller number 8 at that particular phone number will win a spot to play poker at Dave's Table at K-Rock's Guys Night Out at the Bicycle Hotel and Casino. Women also welcome. You really should have some sort of disclaimer.
It wasn't a great name. It's not named brilliantly, necessarily.
Right.
But it is
fun. I know you are locked in. I know that once you name something, you can never change it. So
right. Thank you for understanding.
It's the nature of the beast.
It's a good time.
Speaking of places where Kevin and Dave, the King of Mexico, and people affiliated with this program are going to be at, I did want to once again reiterate to those who were asking me, hey, what's the details about you guys broadcasting from Comic-Con in San Diego? You know how Dave and Kevin will be at the Bicycle Hotel and Casino on Friday?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of the opposite of that with San Diego Comic-Con.
Wait, so
they will not be there. The show will not be broadcasting from
there. I heard a guy last week say it was 98% going to happen.
Yeah,
pretty
I heard
much,
that too.
Pretty much was a foregone conclusion that was going to happen this
okay,
year.
And
but it's not come to pass.
Not my fault.
As they say in the Bible. So thanks, Bean. Well done. Good work, man.
We have a rigged system, folks.
Right. That's what I'm saying. It's a rigged system.
He's right.
You know, Bean didn't want to go.
No, of course not. Of course, but he doesn't want to do anything.
There's an awful lot of people there.
Here's the thing with Bean, though. He despises doing things around people, but mm-hmm. once he's there, he's fine.
He is.
He's
perfect.
He's fine. Right. He's nice. He's pleasant.
Right.
For the most part.
We need
sure.
to. We need to like treat him like big game and just hit him with a trank dart in the wild, and then we just crate him up, and then we just when he wakes up. He's where he needs to be, and he's no worse for wear.
I like it.
He's a little woozy when he comes out.
Although we don't need him woozy.
Well, it takes a little while. You know, we'll open up the crate early, and then we'll get him. You know, he'll be a little, a little shaky on his feet at first, but then, mm-hmm. boom, he'll be there, and he won't even know.
He'll be having fun.
He'll be having fun.
I mean, as much fun as Bean can have.
And then I was telling some other people, Kevin Smith and I are doing Hollywood Babylon in Comic-Con. That hasn't changed. And so I sent everyone to the link to buy tickets for Hollywood Babylon at the San Diego Comic-Con down there in San Diego. And that's already sold out. So I have been disappointing people.
You're a liar, sir.
Left and right this morning, and I apologize, and please forgive me. But it could be worse. I could be Taylor Swift.
What's going on with Taylor Swift? A lot worse.
I'm just looking at all of the wreckage that was her 4th of July party at her palatial estate in Rhode Island.
Now, Ralph, isn't there any part of you that goes, sure, were a lot of models at that party. It might have been fun.
Yeah. You know what? If you're a guy and you have a lot of models at your party, mm-hmm. then I give you a hearty hand clasp and a pat on the back and a well done,
if you're Leonardo
sir.
DiCaprio, you're pulling it off.
Right. You're efforting into that situation that requires some acknowledgement.
Okay.
But when she gets together with these, it's like, rah, it's all just tongues out and selfies and devil horns and, oh, look how 14 we are, even though we're grown-ass women. It's just an embarrassment. And then she calls it Tamerica.
Well, it is Tamerica.
It's not Tamerica. The 4th of July is a party to celebrate the United States of America.
Right, but in December you have Swiftmas, and then in the summer you have Tamerica.
Bitch got no class.
It's America.
She did dub her party a giant Tamerica celebration, including having the word Tamerica stenciled on the slide of her giant water slide in her backyard, so everyone could recognize that it was Tamerica that they were celebrating.
Allie, what's the latest on the conspiracy that we're all being taken for a big ride?
I've got a theory which I like, and if it comes to pass, I will be thrilled.
Yeah,
my fear is it's not the case.
A lot of people are saying this is her filming a big video a la Beyonce's Lemonade, and it's all about everybody's reaction to her personal life, her social life. Why are we so involved? And she's playing this big joke on us. And all of the video, all of the paparazzi shots have come from the same paparazzi company.
Right.
So people are thinking, okay, maybe she's paying this specific company. Because how are you getting shots of her, the only ones getting shots of her in Rhode Island, in England going to meet his mom. The Vatican. I just don't believe that. The most unbelievable part to me was Hiddleston's shirt saying, I love T.S. Not a guy that would do that.
That's not normal behavior for anyone.
No, absolutely not. And then when I saw that Ryan Reynolds was there with his lovely pregnant wife, Blake Lively, I was like, they're not friends. This is the no.
They were cast.
BS. They were cast for this.
Taylor knows she's not Beyonce, right?
I just think it's a very...
No, she doesn't, because she lives in Tamerica.
Yeah. It's a huge art piece that's happening right now, and we're all buying into it.
I hope you're right.
Not anymore.
Sweet Lord, I hope you're right.
I think I would hate her a little bit less if that was the case.
And you'd hate Tom Hiddleston.
He'd be off the hook.
Yes, exactly.
If he said, "You kidding me?" I would never. Right. At the end of all this.
Right. But she paid me $3 million to hang out with her for a month.
We'd wear that shirt.
Hoist him up on our shoulders and carry him around. All right, let's hope it's so. Speaking of film projects and the 4th of July, PBS has apologized for its 4th of July broadcast.
What happened?
Well, you know how they love to put on the big show there. They do the Salute to America show, and they show the fireworks, mm-hmm. the pyrotechnics, and they have the orchestras playing this patriotic music.
Sure.
I tape it every year, by the way.
I don't know.
Don't get me started on people who watch fireworks on television. The whole point of fireworks is the majesty of watching it happen in front of you in the sky above your head. Ooh, ah, this is great. To watch fireworks on television, you have to be an asshole.
I hate them live. I only watch them on TV.
That's madness.
That is madness. That's ridiculous.
And let me tell you why it's also madness. Because the PBS apologized for showing this year footage of last year's fireworks on their show.
They played a repeat?
Yes.
What?
Amazing.
And that is why you're a douchebag if you watch fireworks on television. Because how do you know what you're seeing? You can be seeing any fireworks from anywhere.
Did someone call him on it?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah. They got busted.
Who's the a-hole that was watching that closely?
This looks a lot like last year.
Well, a viewer said, it's cloudy in Washington tonight, and yet look at the skies in this footage of crystal clear, beautiful shots of the fireworks.
Gross.
One viewer referred to the broadcast as the Milli Vanilli of fireworks.
Oh, wow.
They mean business.
They were outraged.
Was it Bean?
Now, my understanding, Ralph, and you've probably looked at this more deeply than I have, but that's why they decided to play last year's fireworks, is because the weather was bad this year, so they thought it would look better for the nation if they put last year's on, right?
But that's not the point. You're not renting, can I have volume one of the best of all time fireworks, please, on DVD? You're supposed to be watching the event from the Capitol. Isn't that the premise of the program?
I agree with you. I think they should have carried it live, even if it was not as impressive as last year's show.
Now,
PBS said they did it. Wait for it. Okay. Best reason ever.
Okay.
This is sorry, not sorry. We apologize, but we thought it was, PBS's quote, the patriotic thing to do.
Oh, not in my Tamerica.
To show the better fireworks from last year.
Wow.
That's bad.
And first of all, good on them for everyone who's watching fireworks on television. They get what they deserve. I'm glad they got hoodwinked. I'm glad they got bamboozled.
Now, knowing that it's a repeat, Bean, and you taped it.
You still watch it.
You still watch it.
Love on television.
I had it on live during our 4th of July party, so I kind of saw it, on and off anyway. But I won't go back and watch it again. I don't need to, because I saw that whole broadcast last year.
Sure.
Hate fireworks live, love them on television.
That is true.
It's the worst. It's just the insanity. Worst thing to watch on television. There's zero point.
Look, we don't have much time here because
we have too much, not enough.
Because Fred Armisen has already checked in. He's going to call back in 2 minutes. But here's my whole thing. It's not just about the fireworks. I understand that fireworks aren't quite as dynamic on a TV screen as they are.
It's a lot worse than that.
That show PBS does every year. They have lots of musical performers, and they have actors who get up and read patriotic pieces, and they have vignettes, and they have speakers. It's a whole production. It's not just the fireworks.
I had no idea there were vignettes involved. I apologize.
Now you're in.
Take it back because once you mix in the vignettes, that's riveting television.
I just realized that if I was Bean, I would kill myself.
Aww.
I just realized that just now.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, I would.
Kevin.
I would.
Aww.
I'd end it.
Just hoping New Orleans will do it first. Today's celebrity birthday is the Dalai Lama is 81 years old. We don't have time. Just look it up if you're that concerned. Fireworks on television. I'm beside myself. I'm Ralph Garman. Walk the Showbiz Beat.
You guys want some good news?
Yes.
IFC Documentary Now coming back season 2 this September. How great was season 1?
Oh.
Great.
It was all great. It was this great.
It's Pitch Perfect, a true gem, and basically the best thing on TV.
Is that sinking in yet, America?
Hailed by the New York Times, the Boston Globe, and Rolling Stone.
Does anyone have any Q-tips? Because I can't believe what I'm hearing.
And you can be part of it. Our friend Fred Armisen back on the Kevin and Bean Show here on K-Rock from Documentary Now and all the shows. How are you, Fred?
Hi, how are you guys doing?
We're very well. Great. It's always a pleasure to talk to you. You're one of the guys, and your friend Seth Meyers is another, and your other friend Bill Hader as well. I don't know how you have the time to do all the things, to juggle all the projects you have going on at one time. What's the secret, Fred, to getting 80 hours out of every day?
It's just complete insanity. It's jumping on planes. It's the kind of thing that I used to think was really glamorous, and I always wanted to do it. And now that I'm doing it, I love it. But it's just constantly crazy. But I love being in L.A. I'm here. I've been here most of the time this summer, and I just love it here so much.
I know. Every time you've come in to see us, you say the same thing. I mean, you have lived in New York forever, but there's a part of your heart that you keep leaving in California.
Yeah, it's just great. I like it at nighttime. I like seeing all the little lights and everything, and just driving over little hills and everything. It's just, I don't know what it is. I just love it.
Why is everything little?
He is huge. Fred is huge. We didn't know that.
Sort of strange. He's like a monster.
I sound crazy.
You do sound a little crazy. Well, you always have, though. But your day job, quote unquote, your week to week job is as the band leader for Seth, and so that keeps you in New York for most of the year, right?
I do it less and less. Since I've been working in documentary now in Portlandia, I do it from afar, or I'll chime in on some music stuff. But I just go in once in a while, maybe.
Okay.
You know, maybe once every couple months, maybe once a month, and I'm going to do it next week. But yeah, I just sort of drop in to do it, which is
okay. That's
been really,
cool.
Really nice for me. Yeah.
All right, let's talk about Documentary Now, which is so wonderful. Yeah. And I know it's one of those shows that did well when it aired on IFC, but people keep rediscovering it on demand and everything. I feel like it's always playing all the time. The idea originally came out of an SNL bit that you guys did, right? Where you kind of played with this documentary format and fell in love with it.
Yeah, we did a piece called The History of Punk, and we played a fake punk band from 1977 in London. And there wasn't really any jokes in it, you know. It was just more like authentic 1977 England. And we just really loved doing it. So it was our last year at SNL, and we just thought, let's keep going. Let's make more of these. And it's one of those weird things at a party when you have a plan, but then it actually happened.
And that's surprising?
Yeah.
Because you come up with thousands of those plans, and then there's no follow through.
I think that happens when, if the idea is easy enough, like we just all thought, well, why not? I think that's when it can kind of just happen naturally. So before we knew it, we were shooting. We don't do that many episodes. We do like 6 or 7 every season.
Right.
So it's not too much of an avalanche of work. It's like enough that we can make it happen.
And the point is, for folks who haven't seen it, and if you haven't seen it, you're no friend of mine, is that every episode is in the style of and looks exactly like a famous documentary. So you and Bill will do your own version of Grey Gardens or your own version of
Thin
Blue Line or something like that. And they're so bizarre and so funny, and they all look so historically accurate from the time. That's what's amazing. So you wowed us with the 70s yacht rock stuff that you did last year, parodying kind of the history of the Eagles with your Blue Jean Committee. And I understand that the thing you're taping in LA this week, you're bringing it into the 80s now, and it's kind of sort of based on Stop Making Sense, the Talking Heads documentary. Is that where we're at?
That's right. So we're doing a show, and Maya Rudolph is also in the band, John Worster on drums, and it's like Talking Heads. So it's not just new wave. It's a little bit of art rock, a little bit of exploring kind of music. It's all that experimentation that happened with Talking Heads. So that's what that is.
I was watching Bill Hader talk about how excited he was every single time he receives a song from you. That it just makes his day.
Oh, that's so nice. Yeah, I just make them on my computer and just, you know, all they are is demos. I was such a fan of Talking Heads And I saw them a bunch of times. I used to love them. So it was super easy.
Well, Fred, as we've talked to you about many times in the past, I mean, you come from a musical background. You were in bands. You did the whole thing. What's Bill's musical background? How is he able to keep pace with you in these groups that you do?
I got to say, well, Bill's a music fan. You know, we always share stories about all the records we're getting and stuff. And he is a really good bass player. And he sells himself really short. But coming from the world of punk rock, I got to say, he is a really great bass player.
You don't have to play your instruments well coming from the world of punk rock.
Totally. And by the way, I'm saying that about myself, too. It's like there's only a few basic chords, and it's all 4-4 and very simple, but that's what I love about punk, you know.
Right, exactly. All right, let me get out the details. If people want to be in the audience, it's going to be tomorrow night at the San Gabriel Mission Playhouse, 3220 South Mission Drive, San Gabriel. Admission is first come, first serve until they reach capacity. It is an 18 and up event, and you are looking for people to be in the audience while you guys perform on stage, and you're asking them to come in their best 80s attire, right? Period, truthful.
Well, yes, but not over the top. Like, you know, the kind of people who would go see Talking Heads or an art rock band, like 80s, but you don't have to go nuts.
You don't want crimped hair, off-the-shoulder shirts, parachute pants.
Nothing like that.
Okay. I'm out.
Because my experience also is, like, people from a decade, they didn't dress as much as you think you did.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, when I look back at pictures of myself in high school, I'm like, we all kind of looked kind of, you know, there were nuances, but it wasn't over the top.
Yeah, look at how R.E.M. looked in the 80s and dressed like that. That's what we're talking about, basically. Just regular guy 80s, right?
Without a doubt. Yeah, totally.
Okay. All right, yeah. So San Gabriel Mission Playhouse, be part of the audience for IFC Documentary Now. And you guys are going to be, is it just one song you're trying to film? Are you doing a whole concert?
No. We've got 10 songs.
Oh, my gosh.
And we'll probably do them twice. So, you know, just so everyone knows, we'll probably go through it just because we're filming it. So we want to make it look good.
Great. And this is Bill Hader, Fred Armisen, Maya Rudolph, all hilarious. And I understand our friend John Mulaney is going to be down there, too, kind of hosting the event, too.
Yeah.
That's awesome. All right. If you want more information, by the way, you can go to IFC's Facebook page and check it out. That sounds like so much fun, Fred. Have fun while the rest of the time you're in Los Angeles. And it's always great. Anytime you need us, just call us. We'd love to have you on.
Well said.
Same here. And thanks so much for doing this. I appreciate it.
You bet. Talk to you later, Fred.
Well done, Bean.
Sphere.
You're an idiot.
106.7 K-Rock.
Why is this microphone not on?
It's K-Rock. I was turning on. This is going to make you even more mad, Ralph. I was turning on Mug's mic. So I thought I had the wrong one, and I turned yours down. So my,
before we
my on that one.
Get into the final showbiz beat of the week, of the day.
Happening.
That too.
Just call us anytime.
Bean's a disaster.
It's Tuesday, and call us when you want to talk to us, and it's the
I
last
am a
day
disaster.
Of the week.
I don't know what's happening today. Anyway, we've got some business going on with the new 2016 K-Rock Summer Sticker, and this is awesome because, first, not happening. That's not where we're at. The sticker is free at all Southern California Hot Topic locations. You go to krock.com and you just put the password. What?
Sorry, go ahead.
You just put the password from the back of the sticker onto krock.com, and you could win a home invasion concert at your house with the band 21 Pilots. No one's hotter than 21 Pilots right now.
Correct.
So they come to your house, and you also get a new car. We're talking about the 2016 Honda Civic. And the sticker is available at all Southern California Hot Topic locations, but there's a bonus today only.
And now, a breaking news bulletin.
Beer Mug is going to be where?
Today, I will be at the Galleria at Tyler. The address is 2243 Galleria. What are you laughing at, Ralph?
You're a mess.
I'm a mess. Bean's a mess. 2243 Galleria at Tyler in Riverside. So that's the name of the mall on the street Tyler in Riverside. We have Blink-182 tickets we're giving away.
Wow.
Young the Giant tickets and 21 Pilots tickets. Hot Topic gift cards, K-Rock shirts, K-Rock skate decks, sunglasses, keychains, lanyards, pins.
Good. Thank you.
All right.
Excellent.
And
that is today from 1 to 3. You can get all the details at krock.com. Ralph is here now. Time for our final look at the showbiz beat for a Wednesday. What's going on?
Well, let's stay with the theme, shall we?
Yeah.
Let's not.
All things awful.
Okay. Then yes.
Got new Yoko Ono music for you.
Oof.
Oh, yeah. No.
Not only that, not only a new song from Yoko Ono.
Oh, she's
from her critically acclaimed album, Yes, I'm a Witch Too. But
It's directed by Rose McGowan.
The video is?
Yes.
All right.
So it's just everything bad in one place.
Well, first of all, I love Rose McGowan.
Rose McGowan's a bitch. We all know that.
Second of all,
Yoko Ono.
I don't know that we need new Yoko Ono music.
I know that we don't need it.
I think
because she's horrible.
I think it's one of the things that you need, but you don't know how much you need it until you get it.
Get this Wigstock out of here.
I can't judge till I hear it.
That's what I'm saying. So let's
alternative first.
Let's play a little Yoko Ono. What do you say?
All right.
That word
was perfect, though, right?
But you can't use it.
Come on.
Wow.
It's
look.
Catman, the new single from Yoko Ono.
I know that there are some people who look at Yoko Ono as some sort of an experimental music auteur. And there are those in the electronic music world who say, hey, she was a real groundbreaker. She did some records back in the 70s that, you know, people still haven't replicated. Mm-hmm. But I don't get it. I'm not cool enough to enjoy what she's putting down.
I don't think it's cool enough. Because what she's doing is nonsense.
Yeah, I don't think it's a question of cool.
Ooh, that's ooh, just not good, ooh, right?
Hit me, Catman!
She's the one that we always play.
Yeah. I miss her old good stuff. I miss her early better work. Compared to Catman.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, we didn't need that.
Yeah. It really should be. That's the soundtrack for, like, Hello Kitty porn or something, right? That's...
Ooh.
Right? Like anime porn or something?
Yeah,
something
creepy like
that. That
does sound... Yeah.
Yeah. There's, like, girls in sailor outfits with giant eyes holding dildos or something, right?
Probably.
Are they robots?
Are they little robot
they're
girls?
They're robot sailor girls holding dildos.
All right, let's listen again.
All right.
Yep. That's what it is, all right?
When you have that image in your mind, it makes it a whole different song.
God.
I'm never looking at you again.
No!
Just saying.
Jeez.
Yeah, well, stop it.
Let's all feel sorry for Michael Strahan, shan't we?
I thought he was doing great.
That's what you think.
Isn't he hosting that one of those Sunday night $10,000 pyramid or something?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And he's on GMA full-time now.
He's
right.
Down. Exactly,
he's
Allie.
Away from the clutches
exactly.
of Kelly.
But now he's on Good Morning America full-time.
Yeah.
Right?
That can't be fun.
Well, you know what happens?
What?
When you're on Good Morning America full-time.
What?
ABC News bans its employees from pitching any sort of products.
Oh,
what?
No.
Because he's on a news show, he can't be a commercial spokesperson?
Thank you.
Wow.
You have crystallized my thoughts perfectly. I thought I expressed myself.
Wait, so you're saying a news
significant
person.
Significant way, but apparently I was being too oblique.
A news person can't do a commercial. That's what you're saying.
Here's what I said earlier.
All right.
And let me repeat myself. ABC News bans its employees from pitching products.
We have a rigged system, folks.
The rigged system. So here's what goes bye-bye for Strahan. Subway. Pizza Hut. Metamucil, Snickers, Dr. Pepper, Right Guard, all those deals go away.
Wow, I wonder how
they
much
better be paying
money.
Him a ton
yeah,
of money.
Oh, they are.
Oddly enough, he's getting no money for Good Morning America. This is really a bad deal for him.
Wow.
Any way you look at it. No, of course he's getting a hefty salary, but he.
All of those accounts went to Maz.
Get his weak stuff out of here.
Oh, I'd pay so much money for that.
I might put smelly on pin with Right Guard. Gets the smelly stuff out of here. It has raised the smell ceiling. Pizza Hut, my favorite daytime pizza I come to visit. Fabulous food. Pizza Hut.
Now hiring both locations.
My home away from home. Subway. Love how you put foot long in my mouth.
Wow.
I mean... Too far.
Hi, Mosca.
Hi, Liz. You are my favorite daytime bartender at the Brew Garden.
You really raised the ceiling.
And fabulous food, fine spirits, and fantastic people. Come visit me at the Brew Garden.
Brew Garden. You had me at hello.
You had me at hello, too.
Weirdest tag for a company.
You're my favorite daytime bartender. This is like a much hotter girl at night, apparently, than Moz likes hanging out with. But for the, you know, the B team.
Yeah.
Right. For the not the travel squad, but the people in the daytime. She's his favorite.
Of the people that open the restaurant.
I love drinking during daytime. You're my favorite daytime bartender. Get all this good stuff out of here.
Hey, and fear not, everyone. Doc McStuffins is coming back.
Oh, thank
Doc
God.
McStuffins
That's
is
great news.
A lot of people were upset when Doc was missing from the Disney Junior renewal list last week. But a representative says they're in the middle of production and they will be delivering more Doc McStuffins episodes. So everyone will have the beloved characters and great stories for a long, long time to come.
Dodge that bullet.
Doc McStuffins, Doc McStuffins, come let the healing begin. The doc is in. Right?
So that's a real show or something
Hell
you just
the,
made
yeah.
up?
Oh. Did you just make that up, though?
No, that's the theme song.
She's a little girl, and people bring their stuffed animals to her playhouse, and she's like the doctor.
She's
of the,
a toy doctor.
Yeah.
They come to life because of her magic stethoscope.
It's adorable.
Got a lot of kid shows on
Ralph
my
has
DVR.
Kids. I'm looking kids. At Allie.
Yeah, right. That's a good question.
How does she know?
That just struck me. Hey, you're creepy.
It just struck you?
Yeah. Well, not that part. Just that you knew who Doc McStuffins was.
It's a real cute show.
Okay.
Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Burt Ward, TV's Robin.
Yay!
Now, Ralph, you're very close to his 60s Batman co-star, Adam West. Have you any kind of relationship with Mr. Ward at all?
We have crossed paths on occasion.
Mm-hmm.
We're friendly.
He is a dick.
He is not.
I don't think that's true
at all. You.
That's
Burt is not
rough.
Only a sweet, sweet man, but he also, Bean, you'll like this, you're a big animal guy.
Mm-hmm.
He runs one of the biggest and most popular large breed dog rescues in Southern mm-hmm. California.
Been doing it forever. Very well known for that. Great work.
He's got a rescue called Gentle Giants, and so he takes care of large breed dogs, Great Danes, St. Bernards, what have you. They're hard to place. So he adopts them and raises them until he can find homes for them.
It's wonderful.
And also has a breed of food called Gentle Giant that you can pick up if you have a large breed dog. It's excellent food. Happy birthday, Burt Ward.
You knew all that, Bean?
I didn't know about the dog food.
Famous for it. Famous for it.
No, I didn't know about the dog food, but of course I heard about the rescue work over the years.
I like to stay current.
But I wondered, you know, if you were chummy with him just because you loved
the
Batman.
Right, we got the question. You set that all up. We all got that. That doesn't need further explanation.
Bert sat down with Kevin Smith and I. We did a one-on-one interview with him for Hollywood Babylon. We did a special
fun.
I also, when I hosted the panel at Comic-Con for the release on DVD of the series, he and Bert and Julie Newmar were hanging out with me. So we talked many times, and he's a very nice guy.
Wonderful.
Are you chummy?
Well, you know, old chum, you and I will fight crime forever. I said to him once. You know, we're not going to be this year? Comic-Con.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just letting that sink in.
Are you
in.
Sure?
Just letting that sink
in.
Mm-hmm. Dalai Lama's 81 years old today. A good person, not as good as Robin. I got to tell you that much. Robin's better.
I'll tell you why I don't like Robin, because I saw a scene one time where he has like a rubber band across his eyes.
He doesn't have a rubber band. He's a domino mask. It's called a domino mask, Kevin, and it just covers his eyes.
Just barely covers his eyes. And he says, my parents can't even tell who I am.
First of all, his parents were killed by criminals, Kevin, so I don't think he would say that.
He said it in an episode. I watched it, and I remembered it to this day.
I tell you, he didn't say my parents. He said, even the relatives we live with don't know who we are. Because he lived, of course, with his Aunt Harriet.
Okay, whatever.
Aunt Harriet Cooper.
Could that have been it, Kevin?
Yes, it was a rubber band is my point. It covered nothing.
So you're calling BS.
Everybody knew who he was.
No, not everyone knows who he was. He was well disguised as...
He was not well disguised.
As Bruce Wayne's youthful ward, Dick Grayson. George W. Bush is 70 years old today. Sylvester Stallone, also 70. Jeffrey Rush is 65.
That's the band.
This is the very famous actor we're talking about, not the band.
That's the Canadian band.
Ralph.
Neil
Rush.
Peart.
No. Right.
Named
that's how we're
Jeffrey Getty Rush, lead singer of Rush.
No.
Alex Lifeson. Very different.
Yeah.
I love Rush.
50 Cent is 41. Kevin Hart is 37. Ava Green celebrates her 36th birthday. And Tay Zonday is 34 today.
Chocolate rain. Some stay dry and others feel the pain. Chocolate rain. A baby born will die before the sin. Chocolate rain.
Song won't leave your head, by the way.
It's a great song. Yeah. Although it always makes me think of the movie Bowfinger. Remember with Steve Martin and Eddie Murphy? And the science fiction epic they make called Chubby Rain?
No,
oh, because the aliens are living inside the raindrop, so it makes for Chubby Rain. I can't help but think that. Chubby Rain! I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. The SoCal helpful Honda dealers are handing out random acts of helpfulness, and we all win this afternoon at 5 p.m. here on K-Rock with a commercial-free drive home. Got through it, Ralph. You can stop trying to throw me off.
Oh, please.
Tomorrow morning, an all-new Kevin and Bean show. We talk sports with Jim Rome like we do on Thursdays. Speaking of sports, UFC 200 is this weekend. We talked to Misha Tate, and we've got the director and writer of Ghostbusters, Paul Feig, in studio tomorrow morning.